Hey, Daddy, want to see a magic trick?
No.
Pick a card!
I said no.
Well, then get out of the way! Mommy, pick a card!
Okay. There's my card.
All right, put it back in the deck.
There you go.
All right. All right, now I'm going to tap the deck 2 times and your card will be on top. Is this your card?
Oh my God, Jeffy, that's amazing!
Wait, how'd you do that?
A magician never reveals his secrets.
I want to pick a card.
All right. All right, Daddy, pick a card!
Okay, I'm going to pick this one right here.
All right, now crumple it up and throw it away.
Okay.
All right. Got to tap the deck. Is this your card?
What? Wait a minute, how'd you do that?
A magician never reveals his secrets.
Oh, no. I'll give you $50 if you tell me how you did it.
Okay, easy. Throw all the same card.
Jeffy, that's cheating!
What, they're all the 3 of hearts?
Yep.
What? You can't do that, Jeffy. You have to use an actual real deck.
Well, it's not cheating because you never asked to see the card.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Okay, whatever. That was all the money we had for the rest of the month.
And I was going to go shopping.
There's someone at the door. Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, Goodman. I don't have my house payment this month.
That's okay. I have another way you can pay for it. Chives, get over here!
Is your butler on a leash?
Yes, because he's been a bad dog.
I'm a human, Sam.
Shut up, Chives!
So what do you want me to do?
Well, Chives won't stop pissing in the closet.
That's because you leave me locked in there for 12 or more hours a day.
Learn to hold it, Chives!
I can't! I'm 73!
Listen, I've tried rubbing his nose in it. I've tried hitting him with a newspaper. And he won't stop. And I read online that if you have a dog that won't stop pissing, you cut his balls off and then he stops. So I need you to neuter Chives for me.
You want me to cut your butler's balls off?
Yes, and put them in a jar.
He's serious.
I'm not comfortable with cutting his balls off.
Get over here! Heel!
I'm not comfortable with that.
Well, if you do it, I'll let you go 3 months without paying a house payment. Get back over here!
Okay, 3 months without a house payment, I really like that.
Okay, cool. Here, take the leash. And hold on to it tight, because he likes to run away.
Okay.
And also, when I come back here in a few minutes, I better have a ball sackless Chives. And don't be afraid to pull the leash, okay?
Come on, Chives.
So, Jeffy, what are you going to spend your $50 on?
Hookers.
Get in here, Chives.
Marvin, why is that man on a leash?
Because we have to cut his balls off.
Can't do that!
Hey, gang, this guy's bald. Is he your brother?
Stop that!
Listen, he's Goodman's butler and he won't stop peeing on the carpet, so Goodman wants me to neuter him.
Marvin, let him go!
You want a CD?
What kind of CD?
CD's nuts!
Jeffy, get out of here! Okay, so listen, we have to do it because Goodman says that if I neuter him, we don't have to make a house payment for 3 months.
Marvin, this is wrong! Let him go!
Would you rather be homeless or cut this guy's balls off?
Oh, I guess they gotta go.
Oh, come on! Doesn't anyone have any sense anymore?
Okay, listen, hold on to the leash. I have to go get some scissors.
Scissors?
But do not let go. He will run away. Bad Chives.
Sorry. Listen, ma'am, I know you don't have any balls. But if you would be so inclined to drop the leash, I swear I won't run away.
You promise you won't run away?
I swear to it.
Okay, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, do it.
Oh, man! Marvin's going to be pissed.
Okay, I got the scissors and I got some pain medicine for him. Wait, where'd he go?
I let go.
So he ran away?
He promised he wouldn't.
Oh, my God, that dude is so blonde and stupid and dumb.
I'm free. Ugh, what? No way. It's caught. Shit.
Chives! Come back here right now.
No!
Get in here, Chives.
No, come on, please, no.
Baby, hold the leash.
Okay.
Now I'm going to cut him off.
Marvin, don't do that in here. It's going to be gross.
Yes, and very messy. Ew, old man, testicles and blood everywhere. Stinky.
Okay, you want me to call a vet and see if they'll come do it?
That's a good idea.
I'm not a dog.
All right, hold on to that leash. Let me grab my phone. Okay, I'm calling the vet's office. It's ringing.
Hello, veterinarian's office.
Yes. Do you neuter things there?
Sure, we neuter things all the time.
Okay, because I have someone I need you to neuter.
Okay, well, how old is the little fella?
How old are you?
73.
He's 73.
Oh, my God. In dog years?
No. In human years.
Wow, that must be the oldest living dog I've ever heard of.
Oh, no, it's not a dog. It's a human. It's an old man. So we need you to come over to our house and cut his balls off. Hello? Hello? Oh, she hung up.
Thank God!
I guess we have to do it ourselves.
No, wait. What if you didn't cut my balls off?
Well, we have to cut them off because we don't want to have to pay our house payment for 3 months.
Well, what if you still didn't have to make your house payment for 3 months? I have a plan. Listen, all you have to do is find something that looks like balls, put them in a jar, give it to Goodman, tell him an elaborate story
story about how you cut my balls off. But make sure you tell him I struggled, or else he won't believe you.
Hey, that's a good idea.
That is a good idea, but what are we going to use for fake balls?
I don't know. Find something.
Okay, I'll go look.
Well, I'm not going to let go of this leash because I don't want you running away.
Oh, come on. We've made it this far. I'm not going to run away.
I mean, I guess we are cool now.
Yeah, we're super cool. Like, dab me up, G.
I guess I will dab you up.
Hey! Yes, I'm free! Oh, no way! Ah, why does this keep happening to me? No, shit. No.
Come back inside, come on! Come on, Chive.
No, please, just kill me instead.
Okay, Marvin, this is what I got. I have 2 fake eyeballs, I have 2 balls I made out of Play-Doh, 2 spiky light-up balls, 2 bouncy balls, 2 peanuts, and chocolate balls.
Ooh, the peanuts might work. You could roll them around in some ketchup. Maybe make them look bloody.
No. Goodman's not going to fall for any of these balls. Looks like we have to actually neuter you.
No, please. The peanuts will work, I swear.
Well, while you two figure it out, I'm going to eat my meatball sub.
Wait, did you just say meatball sub? My God, that's it. Meatball.
What?
Oh, yeah. Meatballs would look like actual balls because they're meaty, have red sauce on them like blood.
Exactly.
But then what am I going to eat for dinner?
I don't care what you eat. Eat the peanuts. Marvin, go grab a jar for us to put the meatballs in. Me and Rose will wait right here.
Okay, wait a minute. No, I'm going to stay right here and hold on to the leash. You go get a jar.
Okay.
I see I can't fool you a second time.
Yeah, you're not escaping again.
All right, Marvin, I put the meatballs in this jar.
Oh, wow, that's so believable. That looks just like my testicles put in a jar.
Ew.
I mean, it does look really believable. I mean, it's all meaty and gross.
So, Marvin, what story are you going to tell Goodman?
Yes, Marvin, you have to make sure it's very believable. Tell him I struggled. Ooh, and tell him I screamed. He'll love that.
I'll tell him something really good. That must be him at the door.
But wait, Marvin, I don't have any bandages. He'll never believe it.
Oh, we could put one of Jeffy's diapers on him.
Genius!
Yeah, we could do that. Okay, so I'll get one of Jeffy's diapers. Here, hold the leash. Okay, and do not let go of him, and I'll get you one of the diapers.
Okay.
Hello?
Are those balls snipped?
Oh, those balls are snipped completely off.
You actually did it? Did he cry?
Oh, yeah, he's still crying.
Oh, I bet he cried. I bet it hurt, too. But Marvin, look, it had to be done. He wouldn't stop peeing in the closet.
Yeah, I completely understand, but if you want to come see him, he's recovering upstairs.
Okay, I'll come see him.
Goodman's coming up the stairs right now!
Look, Marvin, I found a cone!
Very believable!
There he is!
Ow!
Holy shit, you actually cut off his balls!
Yep, he sure did! There they are in that jar right there!
Are those fucking meatballs?
No, those are my testicles!
Yeah, these are what testicles look like outside the body.
It's true!
They look like meatballs from a Subway sandwich.
No, they just look old because he's old. That's why they look like that. Because we cut his balls off.
Oh, yeah. So, Chives, tell me, because I have to know. How bad did it hurt?
Oh, God, it hurt so bad. I was kicking and screaming, and he had me crying for my mommy.
So why are the scissors clean?
Because Marvin made me lick them clean afterwards.
Oh, that's something I would do. Nice touch, Marvin.
Yeah, we had to sterilize them after he did it.
Yeah, so Marvin, tell me how you did it. And please, don't leave out any details. Because I see eyeballs, Play-Doh balls, spiky balls, bouncy balls, peanuts, and Maltesers.
Oh. Yes, Marvin, please don't spare any expense.
Yeah, Marvin, tell us.
So you want to know how I cut his balls off and I used all these items?
Oh, yeah, please. Because I have to know.
Oh, okay, this is what happened. So we dragged Chives into the room by his leash, and he was screaming and crying and begging for us to let him go. So we threw him into a cage and fed him a bowl of eyeballs. And then when he got done eating those eyeballs, he wanted to come out and play. So we let him play with some Play-Doh because we felt bad, and he started making Play-Doh balls. And then he tried to run away, so we threw spiky balls at him and knocked him down. And then we said, if you try to run away again, we're going to feed you to the elephant outside. And so the elephant overheard that we said his name, so the elephant wanted to be fed some peanuts, so we threw peanuts at the elephant.
An elephant, Marvin?
There was an elephant outside, and that's why we had peanuts. We fed the elephant peanuts. So then we chained Chives to the table, and he said, no, please, before you cut my balls off, I really want to see how high I can bounce a bouncy ball. So we let him go, and he bounced the bouncy ball over the elephant, and then we chained him back to the table, and then we cut his balls off with scissors, and we celebrated by eating Maltesers. So that is what happened.
An elephant, Marvin.
Yes, an elephant. That's why we needed the peanuts.
Marvin, this is a fucking meatball.
What? How do you know?
Because I licked it, and I know that this is a meatball from Subway.
Ew!
So I know you didn't chop off his balls.
It's inhumane. You can't chop off a human's balls.
Well, then give me the scissors and I'll do it.
No! No, Goodman, they're my balls! Oh, do it!
Well, I'd like to see this.
Oh, yeah? Well, watch this! Just let me pull them out first.
What are you doing?
Hey! Hey! Todd, you get your wrinkly ass back here and eat this meatball!
He escaped again! Why would we give him the...
Ooh, man, I love me some KFC chicken, bro. It's so good, it made me want to slap my mama.
Hey, Black Ocean, I'm about to watch TV.
But Mario, I was about to play the Ant-Mai.
What?
I was about to play the Ant-Mai.
The Xbox?
Yeah.
Well, you can play the Xbox later. I want to watch TV.
Mario, you so green for that? Breaking news, okay? Popeyes has released a new chicken sandwich that's selling out all across America. And we have Brooklyn T. Guy on the scene to tell us what all the fuss is about. Brooklyn?
Hello, I'm standing outside Popeyes where people are going bok bok bagok for their new chicken sandwich. Now, they're sold out right now, but I'm standing here with Jamal, who was lucky enough to get one of those chicken sandwiches before it sold out. Tell us, Jamal, how is it?
Oh, it's good.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. It good. Now, Jamal, I noticed you don't have a shirt. Now, why is that?
Oh, I can't afford a shirt. I spent all my money on chicken.
Oh, well, hey, we rolling? We getting this? How about I give you my shirt off my back?
Oh, really? Thanks, man. I deserve it, don't it?
Yeah, okay. Just make sure you get this, okay?
Oh, okay, thanks so much.
Yeah, there you go, kid. Now, smile. All right, I just gave this poor little boy the shirt right off my back. What a nice thing for me to do, huh?
Wow, thanks, mister.
Yeah, back to you, Goodman. I look good, right? I look good? Yeah. Now give me back my shirt.
What?
Wow, people are really going crazy over a chicken sandwich. You see that, Black Yoshi? Black Yoshi?
Breaking news! Mario, please give me the new poopish chicken sandwich! Please!
Black Yoshi, get off the TV!
But Mario, I really want the poopish chicken sandwich!
Poopish?
Yeah!
You mean Popeyes?
Yeah, Popeyes, the chicken sandwich.
Well, Black Yoshi, you're not gonna get Popeyes. You already have KFC.
But Mario, this KFC old and stale, and it been sitting out.
It's only been sitting out for 2 minutes.
But Mario, I still don't want this. I want the poo-poo.
What?
Yeah, the poo-poo sandwich.
Okay, if you want a poo-poo sandwich, go to the bathroom.
Mario, you know what I be talking about. You know I want the poop.
But Black, you're not even trying now. It's called Popeyes, and you're not getting it because you already have KFC.
But Mario, I just really, 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 really be wanting the Popeyes.
Black Yoshi, did you hear the news? They're all sold out of sandwiches. They don't have any.
Well, maybe they got some in the back.
Okay, well then, how about you go there and see if they have any in the back?
All right, Mario, but real quick, you got $5?
No, I don't got $5.
Mario, I know you be having a $5.
Okay, Black Yoshi, fine, look. Here, take the $5, and if they have a chicken sandwich, just buy it.
Ma, you better than Abraham Lincoln, law, boy. Hey, chicken sandwich.
Love that chicken from Popeyes. What you want, baby?
Oh, yeah. Can I get that poo-poo chicken sandwich?
Honey, we all out.
Well, you guys got any in the back?
Nah, baby, there's none in the back.
All right, then.
Hey, Daddy, can I go swim in the toilet?
Did you do your chores?
No.
Then what's the answer?
A. No, D.
Jeffy, it's not multiple choice.
Oh.
The answer is no. You cannot go swim in the toilet until you do your chores.
Well, this is stupid, Daddy. I don't want to do my chores.
Well, Jeffy, go do your chores, and then you can go have fun.
Fine, Daddy.
Daddy! Daddy, the vacuum's not sucking, so it's definitely not your mom. Oh!
Jeffy, what are you talking about?
Oh!
Jeffy, the vacuum cleaner's not even plugged in.
Your mom's not even plugged in.
Oh!
All right, Jeffy, now you're grounded after you do your chores.
Well, Daddy, you want to know what I think about your vacuum cleaner?
What? No, Jeffy, you better not drop that vacuum cleaner.
Opposite day.
No, man, I can't believe Popeyes ain't had the chicken sandwich.
Jimmy! You hit Black Yoshi on the head!
Whoops.
All right, Doctor, what's going on?
Well, he's in a coma because he took a vacuum cleaner to the dome. I'm talking...
Well, is he going to be okay?
I don't know.
What do you mean,
I mean, I don't know. He could be in a coma for days or even years.
Years?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing you can do?
Well, I got him on a chicken IV drip, but it doesn't seem to be doing anything. But it's what he would have wanted.
So there's nothing else you can do?
Well, some people think that people in a coma can still hear us, so maybe we should just try telling them to wake up. Hey! Hey, you wake up! Wakey-wakey! Wake up!
Yeah, he's not waking up.
Okay, so that's it? You're not going to do anything else?
Well, if you brought him something he really, really wanted, that might bring him out of the coma. What,
bring him something he really wanted?
Yeah, like, what does he really, really want?
I mean, he wanted a Popeye's chicken sandwich, but I don't see how that would help.
Wait, look! Look, his heart rate sped up when you mentioned Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Wait, that's his heart rate?
Yeah, he must really want a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Okay, well, I mean, they're sold out. How am I going to get him one?
Well, you better go find one.
Okay, Black Yoshi, I'll try to find one. Okay, I got him one.
What is this?
It's a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
No, it's not.
Okay, look, it's a KFC chicken sandwich, but he can't tell the difference.
Oh my god, he's flatlining!
Wait, what?
You get this garbage chicken sandwich out of here!
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Get Popeye's! What, are you trying to kill the man?
Well, it's just KFC, he likes KFC!
No, you go get Popeye's! He needs Popeye's!
It's sold out! Okay.
Go get it! Oh, don't you die on me. Come here.
Oh man, where am I gonna get a Popeye's chicken sandwich from?
Ooh, donkey! That Popeye's chicken sandwich was so good!
Oh. Shrek, when did you get done eating?
A Popeye's chicken sandwich, donkey.
Where'd you get it from?
I got it from Popeye's, and I waited in line all day, and I really had the crap, donkey. But it was worth it because the sandwich was so good!
Well, Shrek, I ate a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Well, donkey, if you wait about 30 minutes, there'll be one floating in the toilet for you.
That's gross, Shrek. Why would I do that?
Oh, donkey, hold up. You might not have to wait. Oh, donkey. Oh, get a load of that, donkey. That's what a spicy Popeye's chicken sandwich smells like.
That's gross, Shrek.
Oh, donkey. It's crusting away right in my pants, donkey. Oh, and it's kind of creamy, too. Oh,
whatever, Shrek.
Oh. Hey, you get the Popeye sandwich?
No, all the Popeyes are sold out, and I can't find anybody who has one.
No, well, it looks like your friend's just gonna have to stay in a coma.
No, I'm gonna get him out of this coma.
Well, why do you need him out of the coma so bad?
Because I feel like it's my fault he's in a coma, because Jeffy hit him in the head with a vacuum.
Okay, well, it really sounds like it's Jeffy's fault.
No. If I didn't tell Jeffy to do his chores, he wouldn't have thrown the vacuum.
Okay, well, it sounds like a bit of a stretch, but I'm not gonna tell you how to feel.
Look, do you know anywhere I can get a Popeye's chicken sandwich tonight?
Well, all the Popeyes are closed. It's late. You just have to wait till tomorrow.
I'm not gonna do this tomorrow. I'm gonna do it tonight.
What? Are you busy tomorrow? Is your tomorrow so busy you don't have time to go to Popeyes?
Well, no, I just want to get this done tonight because I just can't stop thinking about it. Look, there has to be a way to get a Popeyes chicken sandwich tonight. Like, eBay.
What, eBay?
Yeah, I can buy one on eBay and get it shipped here.
You're gonna buy an eBay chicken sandwich?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get my laptop. All right, let's find us a chicken sandwich. Oh, look, there's one.
$5,000 for a chicken sandwich?
Well, this one's spicy.
Oh, okay, that's why it's so expensive.
Oh, it takes a week to get here?
A week? What, are they gonna mail you an envelope with a chicken sandwich in it? And it takes a week to get here? It's gonna be all moldy by the time it arrives.
Oh, I really need this. Can I borrow $5,000?
Oh, yeah, sure, let me go get my wallet. No, obviously not!
Well, but it's gonna save his life!
Look, I really don't care that much.
Look, I really need a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Okay, look, I know a guy who's good at getting things that aren't gettable.
What?
Yeah, just go outside and stand under a street lamp.
Which one?
It doesn't matter. He'll find you.
Okay.
Wait. Bring $5.
$5?
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, bring $100.
$100?
Yeah, he needs $100.
Okay. Where's this guy at? What?
Hey, you get the $100?
Yeah.
Sucker!
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come here.
Who are you?
I heard you were looking for a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I'm looking for a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Do you have one?
Shh, be quiet. People are listening.
Do you have one?
All right. I know where you can get a Popeye's chicken sandwich, but it won't be easy.
Well, how are you going to get me a Popeye's chicken sandwich? It's midnight. All the Popeyes are closed.
Well, I saw a guy buy one earlier, and I followed him home. And I know he hasn't eaten it yet. He's keeping it in his microwave.
All right, how would we get it?
All right, we're going to break into his house, and we're going to steal that sandwich so you can give it to your friend.
Break into his house? That's illegal!
Well, we're doing it.
Well, okay, well, what do you want out of it?
$100.
$100? I just gave the other guy $100 for no reason.
Yeah, I saw that. You got biffed.
Okay, fine. I'll give you $100 after we get the sandwich.
All right, deal. But we should probably get walking. It's a pretty long walk.
Well, I have a car. We can just drive.
No. It draws too much attention. We gotta walk. Come on. All right, this is the house.
Oh, man, that was a long walk.
Yeah, we're gonna have to walk all the way back, too.
Okay, so what's the plan?
All right, we're gonna go up to the door, and we're gonna knock on it, and then when he answers, we're gonna ask him really, really nicely for the chicken sandwich.
He's not gonna give it to us.
Well, you never know till we try.
Okay, fine. Let's ask. Oh, man, I sure hope this works. I'm really nervous.
Hey, who is that at the door? Let me know it's midnight. Hello?
Hello there, my chocolate friend.
my chocolate friend.
I'm sorry, I was nervous, and I choked.
Yeah, obviously. Okay, let's try this again.
Look, what do y'all want? Are y'all gingerbread witnesses? Look, I don't want any cookies, okay?
No, sir, I'm sorry about my friend here. He doesn't get out much.
Oh, I can see.
Look, we know you have a Popeye's chicken sandwich in your microwave, and we want it.
How do you know I got a chicken sandwich in my microwave? You work for the government?
No, wait, homie, dog, home slice of pie.
Stop. What? Just stop. No, don't.
We cool?
No, this is embarrassing. Okay, look, can we just please have the chicken sandwich?
No, I'm not giving you my chicken sandwich. I waited in that Popeye's line for 3 hours. So you think I'm just going to hand my chicken sandwich up to some entitled white man? No way. So have a good day, sir.
My slice of pie.
Oh, look, I was nervous. Look, what are we going to do? I need that chicken sandwich.
All right, I'm going to call my friend Chester the Chicken.
Wait, Chester the Chicken?
All right, Mario, this is my friend Chester the Chicken.
Yo, I am Chester Chicken. How may I be of assist?
Well, hello, Mr. Chester, dog, homie,
no,
friend.
No, stop. Let me do the talking this time. Sorry, Chester, I hope we didn't bother you.
Oh, no problem. I was just at home choking myself. You get it? Hey, choke chicken?
Yeah, I get it. Look, Chester, we need your help stealing a chicken sandwich.
Oh, you call on Chester Chicken to steal crispy body of one of my own kind? You spit on me like pear, 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 pear.
Yeah, look, Chester, can you help us or not?
What's in it for Chester Chicken?
We'll give you $50.
$50 for Chester Chicken?
Yeah.
You got yourself a deal.
Okay, I need you to distract the owner of the house while we steal the sandwich.
All right, seems simple enough. I do it.
Get off my properties!
Oh. Bagak, bagak.
Is that a chicken? Oh my god, it's a chicken at my door. I'ma cook it and eat it. Come here, chicken, come out!
Alright, he left the door open. Let's go inside and get that sandwich. There it is, in all its glory.
Alright, grab it and let's go.
Alright, I got one. I got a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yeah, now that's a chicken sandwich. How'd you get it?
I had to break into a guy's house to get it.
Oh, well, I'm actually a cop, so I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that.
Well, let's see if it wakes Black Yoshi up. Black Yoshi, look what I got, a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, is that a Poopy's chicken sandwich? Oh, it is! Oh, this is so good! Oh, it smells so good, Mario.
Wow, that coma went away really quick.
Yeah, Black Yoshi, that coma went away a little too quick.
I know! The poo-poo done killed my coma!
Are you sure you weren't faking your coma, Black Yoshi?
No, Mario. My head was hurting really, really so bad, and then the chicken sandwich just saved me. I'm gonna go eat my chicken.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, guys, I got cheese sticks. You want to do a cheese pull?
Oh, heck yeah, dude. Let's see how far we can stretch this.
I'm gonna record it.
Oh, stretch it, Joseph.
Oh, hold on. Oh, my God.
Look at that cheese.
So stretchy, dude.
Oh, stretchy as shit.
Oh my God.
Another one. Oh, definitely, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How did he fit all that in there?
Oh, my God. That looks so crazy. Look at all that cheese. Oh.
I can't help myself. I gotta eat that. Ow, ow, damn.
Dude. What's wrong?
My back teeth hurt.
Well, maybe you have a cavity. I mean, you don't brush your teeth. Your teeth are yellower than SpongeBob.
Yeah, we can take your ass to Bikini Bottom, dude.
Well, yes, they are yellow, but it's my back teeth that hurt.
Well, if your front teeth are yellow, I'd hate to see what the color of his back teeth look like.
Jesus.
Well, maybe I have a cavity. I should call my mom and see if she can take me to a dentist.
Yeah, you should do that. We could have literally played jump rope with that cheese.
I know, I saw that, dude. Oh,
like,
double dutch.
Cheesy as shit.
Hold on, guys. I'm calling my mommy, Roni.
Hey, how many times do you get your ass beat a day? Because it's not enough, dude.
Shh. Hey, Cody Roni. Hi, mommy Roni. Is daddy Roni there?
Cody, I told you not to call me that shit ever again. Look, you call me that one more time, I'm going to tie your ass up, throw you in my trunk, and drive it off a bridge happily.
Tell him I love him. I don't think I'm going to do that, Cody. So why are you calling? Well, Mommy Roni, my back teeth hurtsy-wurtsies. Well, Cody, have you been flossing? Mom, you know I can't dance. I can barely even hit the quan. Well, Cody Roni, if you crank that soldier boy to the dentist's office, then I'll meet you there. Okay. You! Superman, that hoe. Now watch me, you!
Hey there, you guys cranking that soldier boy?
Yeah, we were.
Cool. So what brings you into the dentist today?
Well, my back teeth hurtsy-wurtsies.
Oh, well, I don't know if the insurance is going to cover such a gay sentence, but I guess I can try. Let me see. Oh, God, your breath smells like dick.
Thank you.
Let me see those teeth. Well, it looks like you've never brushed your teeth ever.
No, it's not that. It's my back teeth that hurt.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see it. It looks like you got 4 wisdom teeth coming in there.
What's a wisdom teeth?
Oh, they're the smartest of all teeth because they hide in the back of your mouth and come in only when they want to.
But why do they hurtsy-wurtsies?
well, they hurtsy-wurtsies because they're coming in all crooked, and they might get infected and fuck your teeth up, but judging by what I'm seeing right here, that wouldn't be much of a change. But I gotta warn you, the surgery to take him out is really painful. Well, I don't want him taken out that bad. Well, you don't want to end up like Wisdom Teeth Willy. Who's Wisdom Teeth Willy? Well, I'm on the clock. I don't really have time to tell a story. Okay, I will. So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Willie, and he loved Wisdom Teeth. I'm talking, he was obsessed with them. He had a Wisdom Teeth shirt, Wisdom Teeth glasses, a Wisdom Teeth hat. This freak had a Wisdom Teeth shrine in his locker. He even sold Wisdom Teeth merch so he could make enough money to buy people's Wisdom Teeth when they got them removed. He was like the Wisdom Tooth Fairy. He thought if he got enough Wisdom Teeth, he could blend them all up into a big Wisdom Teeth smoothie, and it would make him the smartest kid in the world. He would even eat a bowl of Wisdom Teeth like cereal. He called them Wisdom Teeth O's. One day, his Wisdom Teeth started to come in, and he didn't want to get them removed because he thought it was a sign from God that he was the smartest kid in the world from all the Wisdom Teeth he'd been consuming. But then, his Wisdom Teeth got so big, he looked like a walrus. A walrus-looking motherfucker. He was literally almost cast in the live-action remake of the movie Ice Age as Manny the Mammoth. His Wisdom Teeth got so big, he couldn't even open his mouth to eat. They had to drill a hole through his teeth and put a straw through it to feed him. He eventually ended up starving to death when he realized he didn't like soup.
I don't want to end up like Wisdom Teeth Willy.
Well, then I suggest we pull those teeth out right now.
How much is this gonna cost, Doctor?
Oh, don't you worry about that. Me and you are gonna work that out later, in private.
Ooh. Mom, are the bills really that high? Don't cock-block me, Cody. He's a doctor.
Okay, open your mouth. No, not you, you silly goose. That's later. You open your mouth.
Ah!
Oh, yeah, I see him. Target acquired.
Oh, I got him. I got him. Yeah. Oh, there you go, you little fucker.
One down, two to go. All right, kid, open your mouth. Open your mouth. Ma'am, can you please punch him in the balls?
Oh, King Arthur can pull this shit out. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that was a good one. I think I got part of the root on that one, too. All right, kid, you're doing great. One more.
You little fucker, I hate you.
Okay, all right, you're doing great. Just one more.
Come here.
Okay, all right, you did great, kid. We got them all. I could have probably given you some anesthesia, but I didn't know how nasty your mom wanted to get.
Poopa then mouth.
Ooh, I'm gonna give you some good pain medicine.
I wonder how Cody's dentist appointment went.
Yeah, I don't really care, dude.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, what happened to Cody?
He just got his wisdom teeth removed.
So does that mean he's dumber now?
Well, the dentist loaded him up with hydrocodone, so he's zooted like a motherfucker. He's in a Future song right now. He's like Juice WRLD after his private jet landed and the police raided it. Except he's not dead, right, Cody? Well, anyway, I don't feel like taking care of him, so here's his medicine.
I'll take those. I can make a nice profit on the street with these.
Hell yeah, you can. I used to have a pimp that made me sell those on the street, and if I didn't, he would beat me with the flashlight. Those were good times.
Okay.
Well, anyway, make sure you give him one of those every 2 hours. It's supposed to be every 8 hours, but hey, fingers crossed. Bye, Cody. Mwah. Actually, I shouldn't kiss you with where my mouth has been. I just had a big old PhD in my mouth. I didn't get those pills for free.
So, Cody, why are you chewing on a napkin?
Yeah, dude, you know better. You could choke on that.
That's not food.
Uh-huh.
And why are you in a wheelchair? You can walk, Cody. You're not a paraplegic.
Yeah, he's acting like those fat ladies in Walmart.
Yeah, they get out of their car and walk to the scooter just to drive around because they're fat.
Yeah, like, bitch, get up. You know you want the Oreos.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Say words, Cody. We can't understand you. You're just going,
We don't speak in grunts, dude. Come on.
Joseph.
What, dude?
What if when he got his wisdom teeth taken out, they were attached to his brain, and that was all his wisdom? Like, what if he's dumb now that he got his wisdom teeth taken out?
Oh, no! My brain is stupid!
Yeah, what if that's why his mom dropped him off? She's already raised him once, and we're going to have to teach him everything again. We're going to have to teach him how to speak. We're going to have to teach him how to walk. We're going to teach him everything.
Oh, dude, this is going to be a lot, but we're his friends. We have to do it.
We're going
to
do this, and first off, we don't need these pills.
Hey, dude, I was about to sell those. I was going to make a profit.
You can sell those as your prize after we teach Cody how to be a human again.
Okay.
We're going to teach him right from wrong, starting with this. Cody, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
This is a doll. This is plastic.
Yeah, it is not real.
You do not hump this. Bad.
Yep.
No humping. Mm. Oh, he's trying to speak. Cody, tell me what you have to say.
If only he could form words.
Yeah, get a whiteboard.
Oh, yes.
Get a whiteboard. We're going to teach you how to say words. Words. Okay, Cody, here's a whiteboard so you can learn words. So here's your alphabet. Sing it with me. A, B, C, D. No, Cody, say it.
Yeah, dude, that's just gibberish.
Yeah, you gotta be like A, B, C, D. No, no, no.
We don't understand that.
One letter at a time. A. Good.
Mm-hmm.
B.
No.
No, B. B.
Yeah, put your lips together, dude.
He can't do it with that goddamn napkin in his mouth.
Dang it, I forgot.
Napkins aren't food, Cody.
Yeah, napkins are bad. Dude.
Yeah, B for bad.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to the actual words. Cat. No. Cat. Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. Okay, and this is dog. Okay, close enough.
Close.
This is a bird. You're not good with bees.
Come on,
bird.
They fly. They fly.
Yeah, they fly. You can't fly. You're a human. You can walk.
That's a big word for him.
Human. You're not a bird. You can't fly, so stop it. No, no, you can't fly.
Silly.
Okay, and here's your, what are these, vowels?
Yeah, vowels.
A, E, I, O, U. And sometimes Y. Okay, look, each one of these words have a vowel. A, O, I. Okay, good. I think that's good for your word lesson today, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't think he says anything. I mean, I honest to God don't know how teachers don't hit their kids.
Right? I would have booted their ass out the window.
Like, this is so easy. What's that? You want to learn to walk?
No.
You want to learn to walk? All right. I think it's time for you. Yeah, you're ready to learn to walk. Okay. So here's the big deal. So if you're by a pool and you can't swim, my dad would just throw me in a pool and I learned to swim.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think the only way to get him to learn to walk is we just push him out of the wheelchair onto the stairs. All right, Cody, are you ready to start walking? No, because when we push you on the stairs, you're going to learn to walk because you're going to see all the steps and you're just going to become a natural. See, I'm a pro at walking.
Yep, I see him walk every day.
And even I sometimes stumble down the stairs, so it's a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
But each step is lower than the last, so just remember that, okay?
Just don't look down, okay? Because you'll fall.
Yeah. It makes you kind of distracted how high up you are. Listen, buddy, we're only doing this because it's for your own good. The sooner you learn to walk, then you can do anything. You can walk to the store.
You can run.
Yeah, you'd run like Usain Bolt.
Oh, bro, he'll be a track star.
Okay, so you ready to learn to walk? 3, 2, 1, walk! He didn't walk.
Yeah, he fell down that bitch.
Come on, Cody. Come on, Cody. You didn't even try to walk. You didn't lift your leg up one time.
Yeah, no effort, dude. Come on.
Your wheelchair made it farther down the stairs than you did. The wheelchair's a better human than you.
And it doesn't even have legs, dude.
Yeah, come on, Cody. Wait, what's that? You want to learn to swim?
He's such a fast learner. I like this kid.
Isn't the saying you learn to swim before you learn to walk?
Maybe.
Okay, come on, Cody. Let's go learn to swim. Come on, buddy. You swimmer Michael Phelps. All right, Cody, are you ready to swim?
No.
All right, Cody, that's the spirit. So I have a joke to tell you before I throw you in the pool.
No.
How can you tell the difference between a boy ant and a girl ant?
No.
A girl ant drowns and a boy ant floats.
Huh?
Get it? Because he has a penis so he can float?
No.
All right, time to swim, Cody. Oh, look at that. He's floating. He's swimming. Move your arms and legs.
He's so advanced, dude.
Move your arms and legs.
Come on, dude.
I think he's just having a good time, like sunbathing.
Yeah,
or
in the dark.
Moon bathing. All right, Cody, let us know when you're done swimming. You can come inside.
Yeah, do your little...
Wow, Joseph, we're literally the best teachers ever.
Yeah, dude, I could definitely be a teacher's assistant.
Like, we taught Cody how to talk, walk, and swim all in one day.
We deserve a Purple Heart.
Yeah, seriously, I know they should give awards. Joe Biden should make us the medal of being good.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey there, your neighbor's camera saw you throwing a sedated kid in the pool.
Oh, no, we weren't dating.
No, sedated, like he was all drugged up.
Okay, Cody never did drugs. He was a good kid.
Yeah, he's a nerd. He would never do that.
Yeah, all A's and everything. He was too lame to do drugs.
On a roll.
No, I mean, like, he wasn't all there.
Okay, listen, I understand that he didn't know a lot, but we had to teach him all that in one day, so do not make fun of our parenting. You don't get to make fun of my child. It's my baby boy.
What are you talking about? I took his wisdom teeth out earlier, and so he was all drugged up from the pain.
So you made him like that. You messed up his life. He had a future. He was going to go to college. You know what? You're under arrest.
Hey, you can't arrest
me. Yeah, put the hat on me. Yeah,
you're the cop now. I want my hat.
Okay, well, never fuck the hat. You're under arrest.
You can't arrest me.
I'm pretty sure you begged his mom, too.
Well, I did do that. That's true. Guilty as charged.
All right, come and take you to jail.
Okay, that's the house we're gonna rob, okay? So you just go in there and you steal anything you can find that's valuable. I'm talking cash, jewelry, savings bonds, box tops, coupons, those little collectible half dollars, those go-gurts that give you a chance to win the Sweet Life on Deck cruise because I want to meet Zach and Cody. Anything you can find that's valuable.
Listen, Freddy, I don't know if I can do this. What if I get caught? I can't go back to jail again. I just can't. Can you do it?
Ugh, look, I'm not the one who's already dressed like Santa Claus.
Well, I told you the gas station we could switch.
That suit's not gonna fit me. You weigh like 200 pounds.
You know that hurts my feelings.
Oh, Jesus, Lenny. Okay, look, if you go in there and somebody sees you, they're not gonna know it's you. They're just gonna think it's Santa Claus.
You know what? You're right. I need to stop being such a pussy. Let's go to shit.
Let's go.
Come on! Now come on, where's the cash? Where's the food? Come on, where's the savings bond? They've got shit in here! Well, at least check for the ghosts. Come on, where's the Sweet Life on Deck with Zach and Cody?
Oh, Santa Claus!
Oh, shit! How am I gonna get out of this one? Hey there, little boy! Have you been good this year?
Or sometimes I say shit.
Well, that's okay! You're still gonna get a ton of presents.
Okay, but what are you doing here, Santa? It's not Christmas yet.
Santa was here to fix your refrigerator. It's not working.
You fix refrigerators?
Yeah! How do you think we get all the money to make all the presents at the North Pole?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, do you know where your parents keep all their special things?
Well, my daddy says I'm special.
Wait, Jeffy, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Santa Claus, the refrigerator repairman.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's not Santa Claus.
Shit! Oh, no, I can't!
All right, bye, Santa! Daddy, you okay?
Come on, I'm at the door!
Sorry.
Drive!
Did you get any good stuff?
No! I got caught to play to drive!
God damn it.
Oh my God, Marvin, what happened to you?
Santa Claus hit him in the face with a hammer.
Why wasn't Santa in the North Pole?
Because he was downstairs fixing the refrigerator.
Marvin, what happened?
Santa Claus hit me in the face with a hammer. Someone called the cops.
Well, good news, Daddy. I already called them.
Maybe that's them. Hello?
Hey there, you call the cops?
Yes, Santa Claus hit me in the face with a hammer.
Oh, that sucks. You got a package at your door? Can I come in and open it?
I feel like there's more important things than my package at the door.
Yeah, but I gotta come in anyway for your police report. Come on, can I bring it in and open it, please? I really like to see people's packages. I'm nosy.
Okay, bring it in.
Yay. Oh, I can't wait to open this.
I don't remember ordering a package.
Well, I can tell you who it's from. It's from today's sponsor, Displate. Collect your passions at displate.com.
What's a disc plate?
Oh, Marvin. What's a disc plate? Disc is a disc plate. Now, every disc plate comes packaged in this brand new material called cardboard. And it's light, yet durable. Here, I'll show you how to open it. See? Look at that. That easy. No ripping, no tearing, no cussing, no fussing. And look at that! Spider-Man!
So it's a poster?
Oh, Marvin. Disc plates are unique metal posters you can mount on your wall in just 20 seconds with no power tool since it's all magnetic.
So you don't need to get a nail and nail it to the wall?
No, nails are a thing of the past. What do you even use nails for? Building houses? No, I'll show you how to hang this bad boy up. Alright, Marvin, let me show you how easy this is. Let me get my instructions. Alright, now the first thing you're going to want to do is clean your wall, because I'm assuming most people have dirty walls. So luckily, they give you this handy little cleaning wipe that you can just wipe the wall down so your magnet sticks better. Now, the problem is I have little puppet hands. They don't work. So luckily, I have Anthony here to help me out. Anthony? Yeah. I just open that for him?
Mm-hmm.
Show him how it's done. Well, you take the wipe out. See that? See that wipe? Now you wipe the wall down so it's nice and clean so that the magnet sticks good. Now, see, that's a clean wall right there. Now we just gotta wait 10 minutes for that to dry.
Well, this wall's clean right here.
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me? Oh, that's great. Okay, so now we can move on to step two. See, we got the protective leaf. It even tells you where to put the magnet. Anthony, you wanna stick that on the wall there?
Yeah.
See what he's doing? You rip that off, you stick it on the wall, and then you tear the backing off. You work out those air bubbles. I don't want any air bubbles. Perfect. It looks great. See, and now you know where to put your magnet. So you get your magnet here, and you just peel that blue part off. Peel it. Show them how to peel it.
Great. And you stick that right where it tells you to. Yep, yep, see? The sticky part? Right on there. Yep, see? It's perfect. Now we get to do my favorite part, tearing off the plastic.
Ooh, that's good. Oh, that is good. Oh, so satisfying. Oh, nice. Yep, yep. Get that off, Spider-Man.
Now you can hang Spider-Man.
Look at that. You got Spider-Man right there on your wall. And what's that? You don't want Spider-Man on your wall? Well, guess what? You can just swap it out with another one. Let me show you.
They also have Shrek. Move. Anthony, take down Spider-Man. I want to put Shrek there. Look at that. Now you have Shrek on your wall.
Ooh, donkey!
See how easy it was to swap those out? And look at this. Look at those bended edges. See how bended those edges are? See, that's so there's no white on the outside. The poster is perfect. It just pops right out of the wall.
That's so cool. So you have Shrek and Spider-Man?
Oh, they get all kinds of stuff. They get movies, gaming, comics, nature, music, history, automotive, and so much more.
Where are these bad boys manufactured?
Very astute question, Marvin. Disc plates are manufactured in Europe and will reach you within 4 to 5 days. Yeah, you can find our very special recommendations using the link in the description. They're all Shrek. Displate is a good alternative to standard paper impressions or canvas printing. It's even cheaper using the special Christmas discount available through our link or promo code shown below. Buying 1 to 2 plates is 22% off, and 3 or more are 33% off. This is the last call to get a displate ordered and delivered before Christmas!
Okay, awesome.
Wait, Marvin, why is your face like that?
Oh, well, let's go to the couch and talk about it.
Okay. All right, now tell me exactly what happened.
So some guy who looks like Santa Claus broke into my house and hit me in the face with a hammer.
Why would he hit you with a hammer?
I don't know, he just did.
Well, people don't just break into people's houses and hit them with hammers for no reason. You must have done something. Did you piss him off?
I don't even know who he is.
Well, you said he was Santa.
I said he looks like Santa.
Okay, so a guy who looks like Santa hit you with a hammer.
Yes.
Okay, well, I will go look for Santa.
Okay, Simmons, we're looking for Santa Claus.
Oh, I know where Santa Claus is.
Where?
The North Pole.
No, Simmons, he has to be around here somewhere because he just broke into a house.
Well, he does that every year. He delivers presents.
No, I mean he broke into a house and he hit somebody with a hammer.
Well, that doesn't sound like Santa Claus behavior.
Well, look, all I know is it's a guy who looks like Santa Claus.
Well, why didn't you just say that?
Well, look, Simmons, just be on the lookout for like a sleigh or reindeer or... Oh, shit, I think that's him. Come on.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle... Oh, shit! Am I getting pulled over? Damn it!
All right, Simmons, he pulled over. Let's go see if this is our guy. Excuse me, sir. You look like Santa Claus.
Well, I am!
Yeah, sure you are, buddy. Well, we got a report that somebody who looked like Santa broke into a house and hit a guy with a hammer.
Well, I was at this girl's house, and I hit her with my hammer.
Oh, damn, up top, Santa. Nice. Yeah, I bet you're hung.
Like a stocking.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Balls as big as ornaments.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
She choked on my eggnog.
Ew. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think I get it. You had intercourse. Okay, so where are you off to tonight?
A strip club.
Oh, okay, you horny old bastard. I think I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle.
But I'm the real Santa!
Well, if you're the real Santa, where's your sleigh and all your reindeer?
Well, Rudolph, he's got balls big as shit, and he's getting neutered right now. Too much drag on the sleigh.
Okay, I think you're under arrest.
Now stay in there!
I didn't do anything! I'm innocent! I'm the real Santa!
Oh, yeah? If you're the real Santa, then what did I ask for Christmas when I was 6 years old?
A Care Bear?
How'd you know that? No, don't tell anybody that. That's embarrassing. Okay, you know what? You might be the real Santa, but you still hit someone in the face with a hammer.
I didn't do it!
Cram it, Kringle. We'll let the judge decide.
Ale Fickles! Who, me? Yeah, bring them jingle balls over here. Huh, it's gonna be a black Christmas.
You better bend over. Santa Claus is getting ready to come down your chimney.
Help! 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 God,
please!
Help! Help! Come on, Bubbles, let's get you out of here.
Get me away from you!
Taking you to solitary.
What did I do? Guard!
What do you want, Santa?
I'm taking a shit and I don't have any toilet paper!
Oh, well, it's time for you to go see the judge, so just pull him up and let it crust.
Okay, it won't be the first time. I don't have time to wait for my delivered Christmas presents.
I did not need to know that, Santa. Come on.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Bobert, and today we will be hearing the case of Santa Claus, who is being accused of breaking into Marvin's house and hitting him with a hammer. Santa Claus, you are being charged with breaking and entering, assault with a deadly weapon, and giving me a lump of coal when I was 13. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Well, I know you're guilty, so Marvin, tell me what happened.
So I heard my son Jeffy talking to someone downstairs, so I went to go see what was going on, and he was talking to Santa Claus, and then Santa Claus hit me in the face with a hammer.
Damn, looks like Santa's on the naughty list.
I didn't do it, that wasn't me.
Okay, Santa, well if that wasn't you, then what were you doing tonight? What is your alibi?
I was
driving to the strip club.
The what? Speak up.
The strip club to get some ho-ho-hos.
The strip club? I have heard enough. You were clearly trying to break into Marvin's house to steal money to throw on strippers, and you got caught, so you hit him with a hammer. Santa Claus, I find you guilty of everything, and I sentence you to 6 months in prison.
6 months? Christmas is in a week and a half. Who's going to deliver the presents?
Well, you should have thought of that before you went on your crime spree. Bailiff, take him away.
Come on, get in your cell. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Get in there.
You know you don't have to come babysit me. I know what I'm doing. I've robbed a house before.
Well, you didn't steal anything from the last house.
I was scared.
Just open the damn door.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, be very quiet. Just hurry up and grab anything valuable.
Gold trophies!
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Someone's touching my trophies.
What?
I can sense it when someone's touching my trophies.
Okay, I think that's all of them.
Hey, what the fuck you doing? Give me back my trophies!
No, run, Sam!
Hey, get back here! Where are you going? Police! Help!
I gave him a parking ticket for parking too close to the curb.
I can't believe we just robbed that house.
Yeah, we robbed them for everything they got.
This totally makes up for me hitting the guy with my hammer earlier.
Did you say you just robbed that house?
Oh, shit, is that the cops?
All right, you're coming with me.
Oh, nuts.
Order, 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 order. So it turns out we arrested the wrong Santa earlier today. This fake Santa is the one who's been going around breaking into people's houses and hitting them with hammers. And it also turns out that his elf accomplice is my evil twin brother, Does Bad Things Poopy. Come on, brother, go easy on me. We're family. Remember when we were kids and you broke Mom's vase and blamed it on me? Well, this is payback for that. I sentence both of you to 6 months in prison and release the real Santa.
I told you I didn't want to go back to jail.
You nincompoop.
Why are you order?
Good news, Santa. We found the real fake Santa that did the crime.
I didn't do shit. Kringle, is that you, brother?
But you guys know each other?
Yes, that's my evil twin brother, Kringle. He was always Mother's favorite.
Oh, well, you can come out, Santa. Get in there, Kringle.
Hey, you think you could build me up?
No.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Actually, guys and girl, I invited Penelope.
Hi, guys!
What are you doing here, Penelope?
Oh, so much estrogen in the room.
We don't want you here.
Cody, I told you I shouldn't have come!
Yeah, I don't know what I expected. Junior, I thought you liked her.
Of course I like Penelope. She's the love of my life, but I can't be nice to her in front of the boys. I gotta be mean. Ew, cooties, you're disgusting. Get out of here with your orange hair.
Junior, you have orange hair.
She's right, dude.
Well, we don't like long orange hair, so leave!
Yeah! Junior, shut up.
Oh, okay, fine, guys. What are we all gonna do?
Well, why don't we ask Penelope what she wants to do?
Ooh, I
We don't want to do makeup. We don't want to do our nails. We don't want to play Barbies.
I was going to say that we should watch my favorite show, Love Beach.
We don't want to watch a chick show.
But there's the sexiest lifeguard ever on that show!
Ooh, sexy lifeguard. I think we should watch it.
Well, how about you and Penelope watch it, and me and Joseph will find something else to do.
There's hot girls on there, too.
Hot girls?! Ooh! Okay, we'll watch it.
Turn it on, Channel 7.
You're watching Love Beach.
Help me, I'm drowning!
Oh my God, that woman's drowning. Don't worry, ma'am. Me and my gorgeous looks will save you.
Ooh, oh my God, he's so sexy.
Oh, don't worry. I know I am.
Oh my God, you're so hot.
You're not too bad yourself. My name's Brad with a big D.
Ooh, my name's Brandy with double D's.
Hey, can I get your Snapchat?
Of course.
I know you're hot, but I still need help.
Yeah, that's my snap.
Just hit me up and maybe we can hook up sometime.
Yeah, for sure. Damn, she was fine. Wait, what was I doing? Oh yeah, ma'am, I'm coming to save you. Oh, I think she's dead. But I'm still hot. I'm gonna go hit up that girl.
He's so sexy.
Yeah, he is.
Not as sexy as Steve Harvey.
What are you talking about? The blonde girl is super hot.
Nuh-uh, Junior. Brad is the hottest character on that show.
How?
Because he has the perfect teeth.
Yeah, his teeth are perfect.
Who cares about teeth? The blonde girl has cans.
A smile is the most important part about a guy, Junior.
Well, I can smile.
Ooh, bro, don't hurt yourself.
I don't know, Junior. I think you need teeth to have the perfect smile.
But I don't have teeth.
I know, that's why you'll never be hot.
Yeah, Junior, why do you think I brush these puppies once a week?
What, once a week?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little less yellow?
So if I had teeth, I would be hot?
Yeah.
So, guys, I'm not hot!
Well, you're hot to me, but it's not your face I'm looking at.
Joseph, are teeth important?
Yeah, dude. Oh, I can't wait to get my braces off. Then I'll have a smile like Steve Harvey.
I want a smile like Steve Harvey! Cody, why don't I have teeth?
I don't know, Junior. Some people are just born without teeth. You know, like turtles.
I'm not a turtle anymore. I'm a human. So how do I get teeth?
I don't know. Just maybe call a dentist?
A dentist? That's gonna be expensive. Let me go ask my dad if he can call me a dentist.
Dad! Not right now, Junior. Watch your Zoe 101.
Do you have teeth?
Well, what kind of stupid question is that? Of course I have teeth. Look at my pearly whites.
Why do you have teeth? I don't have teeth.
Wait, you don't? Oh, you're a toothless freak! Everybody's around the toothless freak over here! Only 25 cents to see him!
Well, Dad, why don't I have teeth?
I don't know. Maybe your mom drunk while she was pregnant with you or something.
She did?
I don't know. That lady was crazy. She couldn't give up the party life. Now I'm stuck with you.
Well, Dad, can I call the dentist and ask to get teeth put in my mouth?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Doesn't mean I'm gonna pay for it.
You're not gonna pay for it?
No, I'm not gonna pay for it. I'm not rich. I'm broke. Look, you can pay for it. You're a grown man, right? Handle business.
Okay, Dad.
Now back to my Zoe.
What's wrong, buddy?
What'd your dad say?
He said he won't pay for me to get new teeth.
Well, I don't really blame him, Junior. Teeth are expensive. You know, veneers cost over $1,000 per tooth, and there are 32 teeth in the human mouth, so that's over $30,000. And the average income in Florida, where we live, is $27,000. So that would take you over a year just to get enough money to get new teeth. And this video is only supposed to be 10 minutes, so we gotta get this shit moving, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, teeth are pretty expensive. I think we should find cheaper options.
You said it'd be $30,000 for me to get new teeth?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just ask our good old buddy Chef Pee-Pee for the money?
You mean our good old very broke buddy Chef Pee-Pee?
Well, he's not that broke. Look, I promise you he'll give me the money for the teeth. Let me go ask him. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Shh. The carrots are cooking.
Can I borrow $30,000 for new teeth?
Damn! $30,000? Why do you even need new teeth? Just be like Chef Pee-Pee. I don't have teeth. I'm perfectly fine.
You don't have teeth?
Nope.
And I'm perfectly fine.
Well, this girl said I would be hot if I had teeth.
Look, women lie all the time, Junior. First, she's going to want you to get new teeth. Then, she's going to want you to get a six-pack abs. Then, she's going to want you to be 6 feet tall. Look, just focus on yourself, King. Live your life. Live your beautiful life.
So, you're not going to give me the money?
I don't have the money right now, bro.
Okay.
What's wrong now, bud?
What do you say, Junior?
Chef Pee-Pee said he doesn't have $30,000 to give me.
Here we go. I don't know why you thought he had that much money. Junior's just a chef, and chefs in the United States only make about $50,000 a year, and Chef Pee-Pee probably makes less than that because he's really just a slave for your dad, so he probably only makes pennies a day, and even if he did make that much, I don't know why he'd give you his entire yearly salary just for you to get teeth when he doesn't even have teeth himself, because really we're all just puppets being controlled by humans floating on a piece of rock in space in one of a trillion galaxies in a never-expanding universe that'll one day collapse and die in a heat death so we could all just enjoy all the time we have on Earth while we can't. Fuck! You should really just call a dentist.
Okay, how about I call a dentist and just see how much it is? I really wanted to have the $30,000 waiting for him, but I'll just call Dennis and see if there's cheaper options.
Hey there, somebody call an at-home dentist? God, I wish these existed.
Yeah, we have a teeth problem.
What is it, this kid's teeth? Because damn, those are gross. Your teeth look like pieces of corn.
Well, no, it's me. See, I don't have teeth.
What, are you using this kid's brushing habits?
Okay, I don't need to hear this, so I won't.
Well, no, it's just I don't have teeth, and I was wondering, like, you know, if I could get fake teeth.
Well, a full set of veneers is going to cost you about $30,000.
I don't have $30,000.
Okay, then, duel me, Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Wow.
That's what a blue-eyes white dragon sounds like. Beat that.
What? I don't have Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
You lose. No free teeth for you. Looks like you just suck at Yu-Gi-Oh.
But I don't have Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah, you suck. I win, like I always do, because nobody ever has Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Okay, so what is the cheapest option for teeth?
The cheapest option was to duel me, but you already lost that.
Oh, okay, what are the cheapest option above that?
Well, I guess the cheaper option would be I could go to a cemetery, dig up a body, pull its teeth out, and then put them in your mouth.
Okay, how much would that cost?
Well, look, man, you just give me a shovel and I'll get to town, okay? I've always wanted to be a grave robber.
Well, there's a shovel downstairs, just go grab it.
Okay, awesome! Hold still, and done! Oh, my God. Oh, no, what have I done?
How's it look, Joseph?
Hmm.
Well, what's wrong?
Dude, it looks so terrifying!
What, it's terrifying?
Yeah, I mean, you look like you have a dead person's teeth in your mouth.
So I'm not hot?
No, you look like a nightmare.
Look, can someone please just call Penelope so she can tell me if it looks good?
Wait, my daughter Penelope?
Yeah, she's the only reason I'm doing this.
Okay, yeah, I'll call her so she never talks to boys ever again. Penelope!
What do you want, Dad?
This thing wants to talk to you.
Hey, Penelope, do you like my smile?
Hey, I think she's into you, you little lady killer you. Because you do look like you kill ladies and eat them and wear their face on your face.
Wait, is it that bad?
Oh, yeah, I don't know how we thought this was a good idea.
Well, it was just the cheapest option. I just want pretty teeth.
Okay, look, I can understand that you want to have good teeth, and as a dentist, I respect that. So I went to Party City and I got you a whole bunch of silly teeth you can try.
Wait, really?
Yeah, let me go get them. All right, try those bad boys out.
How do I look?
Yeah, you look like your name is Rufus.
What? Jose, are they good?
It looks like you sleep with your sister, dude.
Well, I mean, Penelope does have orange hair, so we could be brother and sister.
No. I got my wiener snipped when I was born, so I can't have any more kids. Oh, wait, no, that was a circumcision, not a vasectomy. Oh, God, I might have so many kids out there somewhere. Oh, I'm so stupid.
Do you think Penelope will like these teeth?
No, I think we should try something else.
Okay, I mean, you're the dentist. Let's try something else.
Hold still and bam! Check these out. These are badass. You look like a great white shark.
How do I look, Joseph?
Dude, you look so sick!
I feel like I just want to bite everything. Like, I want to bite everything.
Oh, God! Oh, no, my arm! Ow! Jesus, help me! Oh, God, it hurts! It hurts so bad!
I really like these shark teeth. I feel like I bite everything.
No, I don't like these teeth.
But I like them.
No, especially if you're going to be talking to my daughter. I think you need different teeth.
Okay.
And done. Rob the jewelry store and tell him, make me a grill. Ding, 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 ding. You remember that song from like 2005? Most of you weren't born yet, but that's what you kids would call a banger.
Joseph, how's it look?
Dude, it looks so sick. You could actually be a rapper or something.
Oh, okay, then I want to keep these.
No, see, those are going to cost you about $150,000.
$150,000? Why would you put them in my mouth then?
I just wanted to sing the song. Let me get those out for you, champ. We'll try something more affordable. All right, how about these? I gave you two little fangs.
Dude, you look like a vampire.
Ah, he's sucking my blood.
I really like these, Joseph.
No, I don't like those. You look dumb.
Wait, why?
Well, you just do them.
I just really want to keep...
No, back up, you little bloodsucker! Let me get those out!
What?
Uh-huh. Yep, these are the teeth!
How do they look?
Well, they're not real veneers. I just took some foam and then used a pencil to draw lines on them so they look like teeth, but you look great.
Joseph, are they good?
You look like Steve Harvey!
I do!
Yep, you got that million-dollar smile. You can host all the game shows. Hell, be a judge if you want. Apparently, you can do anything with teeth like that.
So women are gonna think I'm hot?
Totally, dude!
Thanks, dentist!
You're welcome, boy.
Wait, who you calling boy, huh?
Him. Yeah.
Penelope, can you get in here? I want you to see my smile.
Junior, if you have those scary teeth, then I'm going to throw this apple at you.
What scary teeth?
Oh, my God, Junior, your teeth, they're gorgeous.
Yeah, I look like a car salesman.
I'd buy a timeshare from you, bro.
Thanks, Joseph.
You went from a 4 to a 10 in just a few minutes.
What are you talking about, Penelope? I've always had this beautiful smile.
I just never noticed your perfect teeth before.
So, would you date me now?
Of course, Junior. All the girls are going to be so jealous that I'm dating someone with a hot smile.
So you want to go on a date with me tonight?
Yeah, Junior, but do you want a bite of my apple?
Of course. With these perfect teeth, I can bite into anything.
Oh my God! Your teeth are fake! Get away from me, freak!
I want to know, Penelope! Oh, man! Are my teeth really broken?
Yes, dude.
Yeah!
Like Steve Harvey.
What's wrong, buddy?
No, Cody. You gotta do it in a higher pitch. Like this. Buddy.
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 Buddy. Buddy.
God, can you please stop?
What's wrong, buddy?
I had a perfect smile and then I broke my teeth when I bit into an apple.
Well, maybe you should have bitten into something softer. Like the free medium french fries I get from McDonald's every week. Now that's every week. Not every video, not every day, every week. That was...
Joseph, I don't want to go to school today.
Me either, dude.
What's that noise?
Hey, what's up, you friggin' twinks?
Whoa, Cody, did you get a new bike?
Yeah, I did. My mom got it for me so I don't have to walk to school.
Is that a f***ing cat?
I feel like it's distracting from my bike.
Yeah, the cat.
Well, I think we should all focus on how cool my new bike is.
But there's a cat! Kitty, 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 kitty!
Yo, but...
Kitty, kitty! Oh, look at the kitty!
It has a bell, see?
But look at the kitty! Yeah, the cat's gone.
My bike, though.
Oh, yeah, you got a bike.
Yeah, I did.
Joseph, you see his bike?
Yeah, dude. What?
Joseph, just throw your bike.
I don't know what I was expecting.
Well, I don't know why he thinks he can get away with that. We have to see him at school later.
Well, I guess I'll just walk to school with you.
Come on, let's go.
All right, class, today we're going to be learning how octopuses reproduce. When a male octopus finds a female octopus he wants to bang, he rips off his penis and literally pulls it at her, and then he dies. So he literally dies for the pussy, or octopussy.
You know, Penelope, if I was an octopus, I would have already ripped off my wiener and threw it at you.
Junior, I really don't know how to take that.
Joseph, where's my bike?
Oh, I saw that shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I had him a quick buck. Tight shit. Yeah.
Octopussy!
Hey, teacher, can I go to the bathroom? I ate too many Takis and now my butthole's on fire.
Yes, Maury, make it quick.
See you later, chumps. I'm going to the bathroom, which means I'm skipping school. You coming too, Penelope? I cleaned my room again.
No, bully. I have a boyfriend now.
Okay, just know my room is clean.
Penelope, what does he mean by that, that his room is clean?
I don't know, Junior.
Well, that's gotta be some kind of inside joke between you two.
Okay, well, Junior, before you and I started going out, I was seeing Bully, and there was one day I was over at his house, and we were watching Seinfeld on the couch, and then we started making out, and that was it.
You made out with Bully?
Yeah, we made out, and then I left. That was it, Junior. And then the next day, he asked me if I was coming over, and I said no, and he said, but I clean my room for you.
Why'd he clean his room for you?
I don't know.
No, you have to know. You didn't just say that. There's got to be some kind of sick inside joke between you two.
What? No, Junior.
No, you know what I think happened? I think y'all were making out on the couch, and he wanted you to do something to his wiener, and you said, no, I won't do it in your living room because your parents might see. And you said, why don't we go to your room? And he goes, no, my room's too dirty. I don't want you to see my room dirty. And you're like, well, how about if you clean your room, then I'll do stuff to your wiener. And then he cleaned his room.
Junior, you're being crazy. You know what? I gotta go. My dad's checking me out early because I have a doctor's appointment. Bye.
No! Cody, did you hear this?
I gotta take a doo-doo.
Hey, dude. Wait, why the long face, buddy?
Ugh, guys, I feel so much better after that doo-doo. Wait, Junior, what's wrong? You look terrible.
Bully and Penelope made out.
Well, didn't that happen before you guys even got together?
Yeah, but he cleaned his room for her.
See, I told you that hoe was a thot.
Thank you, Joseph.
Well, Junior, sometimes people do just clean their rooms.
No guy would brag about cleaning his room to a girl unless he was going to get something out of it. No one just cleans their room for fun, okay? People only clean their rooms when their parents yell at them or unless a girl promises to bang you. Think about it. Penelope and Bully were making out on his couch. And he wanted her to do stuff to his wiener, and she said, no, I don't want to do it in the living room. I want to go to your room to do it, because I don't want your parents to see. And he said, no, my room's way too dirty. We can't go to my room. And then she said, how about this? If you clean your room, then I'll come over and I'll do stuff to your wiener.
Junior, you're making a lot of assumptions. I mean, how dirty would his room have to be that he would turn down her doing stuff to his wiener? I mean, he would have to have pizza boxes stacked all the way to the ceiling, like actual cat shit on his pillow. I'm talking corpses, Junior, for him to turn that down.
I mean, yeah, his room would have to have been dirty. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, the first thing I do when I invite a friend over for the first time is show him my room. You know, I say, peep the room. Peep the bunk bed. Mm-hmm. Check out the room. Check the fit. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, what a bad host. Like, as soon as they went to his house, he said, we got to stay in the living room. We can't go to my room. Something's up, Cody. Something's up. There's two things making me upset. There's that and one other thing.
Well, what's the other thing?
I hate water towers.
Water towers?
It doesn't make any sense. Like, why are water towers in the air? Like, the mayor's like, hey, we need to store the town's water. And they said, where should we store it? He goes, up there, 50 feet in the air. That's where I want to store it. Not on the ground. I want to store it 50 feet in the air, so it's really hard to get to. Like, look at this. That's a water tower. Wouldn't it be smarter just to put this whole tub of water just on the ground so everyone can get to it? But no, they say, let's put it 50 feet in the fucking air. That doesn't make any sense.
That's suspicious, dude.
Yeah, why? Like, the people aren't running around pillaging and destroying towns and poisoning water supplies. We don't have to do this anymore. We can just put the water right on the ground. This is like, I don't understand why it has to be so high in the air. Like, how'd they even get all that water up there? Why? Water weighs so much. Like, that's the size of it, like 3 or 4 swimming pools. You know how heavy water is? Like, how the hell did they get it all the way up there, Cody?
But I don't know, Junior. I don't understand it either.
So there's two things I need you to do for me, Cody. I need you to find out why water towers are in the air. Like, is that even smart to do that?
Okay.
And then I need you to go get a dick pic from Bully. Like, I need to know if his wiener's bigger than me. Because if he's bigger than me, I'm breaking up with Penelope. But if I'm bigger than him, then I'll stay with her.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy to do a little bit of research.
Well, go get the pic.
Oh, yeah. I'll just make a Snapchat and pretend that I'm a girl. Actually, hell, I could probably use my own. I'm pretty good at this.
That's a weird request, dude.
I need to know.
Okay, Junior. I asked Billy for the wiener pick, but he hasn't sent it yet. But I did figure out the water tower thing. So apparently they put the water up there so that gravity naturally pulls the water down and creates water pressure so it goes through the pipes.
Oh, die.
Well, that's the answer.
Oh, die. No, die today. That's so stupid. What a dumb answer.
Well, that's the answer.
No, you know, it's so stupid. You're telling me they put the water up there for it to come back down.
Well, yeah, so they don't have to build a pump.
Yes, they do have to build a pump. How do you think the water gets up there? They have to pump the water up there. So they already have to build a pump.
Well, they only have to pump it once, and then gravity does the rest.
No, how about you just put the water on the ground, and then use the pump to pump the water out to people?
Yeah, that's a waste of time, dude.
But then you'd have to have it constantly pumping. This way you just pump once, and then have gravity pull it back down.
Oh, no, I bet it's constantly pumping water up there, because you know how much water humans use? Oh, die. Shut up. I don't want to hear that anymore.
I'm sorry, Junior. That's the answer.
Water towers are dumb.
Oh, wait. Bully sent the dick pic. Let me see. Oh, he said it wouldn't send over Snapchat because the file was too big. He had to email it. Oh, it's in Dropbox. Oh, it's in a compressed zip file. Hold on. The zip file is 2 terabytes? I can't download all that. My iCloud storage is full. Junior, we're going to need another phone.
Oh, okay, hold on. We'll use mine.
Okay, let me see if we can put them together. No, Junior, that's still not the whole picture. We're going to need an iPad.
Okay, I have an iPad. I have an iPad.
Let me see. Oh, my God. Oh, sweet Jesus. Junior, that's just the tip. Junior, we're going to need a bigger screen. We have to go to the movie theater. We have to project this onto an IMAX screen.
Hey, let's go see. Let's go see.
Okay, Junior. The movie theater employee didn't want to put it on the screen, but I gave him $10. But he said he still might lose his job. So it should be coming on any second now. Oh, my God, Junior. It's so massive. It's taking up the whole screen. I mean, he must have used Christopher Nolan's 35mm IMAX camera to take this picture. That's an Oppenheimer cock.
Oh, God, Cody, he's huge. It's the biggest thing I've ever seen. There's no way I can compete with that.
Junior, it starts over there, and it ends over there. And the worst part is, we don't even see the balls. Who knows how far behind those are?
Oh, God, if she did anything with them, it's over. It's completely over.
Oh, Junior. Oh, no, you better hope she didn't. Oh, my God, Junior. I think the projector just crashed. That's how big it was.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Junior.
That was a huge dude?
Oppenheimer cock.
Oh, well, damn.
I'm sorry, bro.
Oh, I have to leave her. I have to break up with her.
No, you don't, Junior. You don't even know if she did anything.
It's that big. It's huge. I have to break up with her.
It's the right thing to do, dude.
Thanks, Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to go, bro, but I think you know what to do.
I'm going to break up with her. I'm going to call her right now, tell her to come over. And I'm going to tell her I just can't do this anymore.
Oh, come on, Junior. Don't do that.
I have to.
Oh. Hey, Junior. Junior, what's wrong? Oh, no. Is it the water tower thing again?
It just doesn't make sense. Why are they in the air?
Junior, I already explained this to you.
It doesn't make sense. Nothing you can say makes it make sense.
Junior, you need to get over it.
I think we should break up.
What? Over the water tower thing?
No, over Bully.
What?
I saw his penis.
What, Junior? What are you talking about?
Cody asked him for a dick pic, and we tried looking at it, and it wouldn't load on a phone screen, so we had to go to a movie theater, and we saw it on an IMAX screen, and it's huge. So you need to go be with him, because he has a huge wiener.
What? I'm not going to go be with Bully, Junior.
He gets to have you. He wins.
He gets to have me?
Yes, he won the size contest. He's way bigger than me, so go be with him. You'd be happier with him.
Junior, we're in, like, fifth grade. Why are we even talking about this kind of stuff?
Because, exactly, we're in fifth grade. It's already that big. He has so much more growing to do. I'm not going to get any bigger. I saw my dad get out of the shower. I've peaked. I'm not getting any bigger.
Junior, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to go be with Bully. There's nothing that happened between us.
Oh, bull crap. If it's that big, you had to do something with it. If my thing was that big, I'd whip it out every chance I get.
Junior, why don't you just ask him then?
Because he's going to lie.
No, he won't.
Okay, then you stay right here. I'll invite Bully over. And if he lies, you call him a liar straight to his face.
Okay, fine.
All right, I'm going to get Bully.
Hey, what's up, scrubs? You like my new bike? I just bought it earlier today from your friend Joseph.
Oh, okay. So that's where it went.
Bully, I need to speak to you.
Okay.
So you sent a wiener pic to Cody earlier today, and your wiener's huge.
Oh, that thing. Yeah, that's my favorite practical joke I like to pull on people. I just find a random wiener pic on Google Images, and then I just put that into Photoshop and set the dimensions to be as big as an IMAX screen. It's hilarious. It crashes people's phones.
So that wasn't your wiener?
No, man. We're in fifth grade. Why would I send a picture of my wiener to somebody?
Well, you and Penelope made out on your couch, like, before she was dating me, right?
Yeah.
So why'd you clean your room for her?
Oh, well, she wanted to go to my room to play Fortnite, but I said no because I pee in my bed a lot, and instead of changing the sheets, I just put newspaper on there, like in the movie Big Daddy. So then the next day, I told her that I cleaned my room, but she didn't want to come over.
So she's never done anything to your wiener?
No, of course not, man. We're in fifth grade.
Oh.
Look, I'm gonna go. Wait, where the hell's my bike? Hey, get back here, dork!
So, Junior, do you feel any better?
No. Because why are water towers in the air? Like, why are they way up there? It doesn't make sense to put water 50 feet in the air. They can just be on the ground.
Oh, my God.
It just doesn't...
Yeah, you suck. You suck at Fortnite.
Hey, Jeffy, me and Rose want to watch TV, so stop playing your video game.
Hold on, Daddy. Somebody's shooting at me. I gotta get you killed. Whee! Jeffy incoming! Back to the lobby you go.
Jeffy, this game is very violent.
Yeah, turn it off, Jeffy.
Oh, she's shooting at me, Daddy. Hold on. Oh, no, he took my shield. All right, gotta put him in a box. Peekaboo. Good night. Ha ha. She, Daddy, I murked these hoes!
I mean, Jeffy, you really are good at this game.
Marvin, I don't think Jeffy should be playing this. It has guns!
Hold on, Daddy, I hear shooting! Shine that pushy boy! Ah, beamed, 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 beamed. Oh, you want some too? Get out of my lobby, bitches!
Jeffy, language!
Mommy, they suck at the game. I have to let them know. Just wait till I call them the N-word.
What?
Hold on, Daddy, I see someone. Come here, boy! Oh, come here, boy! Where are you going? Where are you going, boy? Ah-ha. Yeah, you can't run from me!
All right, Jeffy, that's enough. Turn off the game.
But, Daddy, there's only two people left. I have to finish the game to get the dub.
Okay, after this game, you're turning it off.
All right, last one left. I'm going to make you dance. Yeah, that's right, boy. Yeah, dance for me. Dance for Daddy. Yeah, keep dancing. Yeah, you like that? I'm going to show you my favorite dance move. Bah! Yeah, victory!
Wait, you won the whole thing?
Yeah, Daddy, because I'm cracked at this game.
You do what, Jeffy?
Crack. Have to in order to beat these sweats.
All right, Jeffy, turn off the game. We want to watch TV.
Oh, come on, Daddy. Can I play one more game? I have 212 crowns, and I've been trying to get to 213 all day.
How long does one game last?
20 minutes, but I can probably get that down to 10 if I start noob tubing.
Okay, Jeffy. Me and Rose are going to go do something for 20 minutes in the bedroom.
20 minutes? Maybe if we take a nap.
We'll be right back, so you better be done in 20 minutes.
All right. You're ready up on these hoes.
All right, Jeffy, it's been 20 minutes. Time to get off the game.
Hold on, Daddy. I've been sucking all game. I haven't gotten a single kill, but I'm still in the top two. I just don't know where this other guy is. Oh, beamed, beamed.
What's happening?
I'm getting shot at, Daddy. Hold on.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm about to crank 90s on these hoes.
What does crank 90s mean?
It's where you build up these... Oh, shit, Daddy, hold on. I can't talk right now. I'm getting fucked.
Wait, what are you going to do? We'll shoot at him.
I'm going to try. I'll just hit him for 90. Oh, shit, Daddy, you made me dance.
Well, stop dancing.
I can't stop dancing. He keeps throwing boogie bombs at me.
Well, run off the side.
I can't. I'll fall over and die.
So then what are you going to do?
Bend over and take it up the tailbone. Oh, fuck. I got my cheeks caught. My cheek clapper one. 1, 2, 3, 3.
Well, you can't win them all, Jeffy.
No, Daddy, he cheated! He kept throwing boogie bombs at me so I couldn't move!
Isn't that how you killed the guy last round?
Yeah, but it's funny when I do it, but when they do it, it's cheating!
Jeffy, go to your room.
No, I hate this game! Ah!
Jeffy, go to your room.
I'm gonna go destroy my room! Ah!
You're only gonna be hurting yourself.
I hit you, cheek clapper, 1, 2, 3, 3!
Jeffy sounds really upset, Marvin.
Over a video game? He'll get over it. And like you said, he shouldn't be playing violent video games like that anyway.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, okay. Fortnite is holding a competition tonight at the convention center. 100 players will all play together, and the last player standing will win $1 million.
$1 million? We have to enter Jeffy in that competition.
What, Marvin? You just agreed he shouldn't be playing that video game. It's too violent.
But Jeffy's really good at Fortnite. He was cranking 90s.
You don't even know what that means.
It means he's cracked at the game. That's what that means. So I'm going to go enter Jeffy in the competition because we're going to win $1 million. Hey, Jeffy, how about you come back to the couch and play some more Fortnite?
Well, Danny, after a long, thorough, calm conversation with myself, I've decided I'm never playing Fortnite ever again.
Why not?
Because all it does is make me mad and brings out the worst in me. I've picked up a more mature game, a man's game. I'm going to be the Grand Wizard of Chess.
Chess?
Yep, just as soon as I figure out how to play it. Now, you see, Daddy, chess is a lot harder than checkers, because in chess, you get to move on all the spaces.
Listen, Jeffy, there's a competition in Fortnite, and you win $1 million, so you're going to win it.
Well, that's all fine and dandy, but I've given up Fortnite forever.
Okay, I guess Cheek Clapper 1, 2, 3, 3 is always going to be better than you.
He's not better than me! He just had boogie bombs!
Well, I'm going to go watch Cheek Clapper 1, 2, 3, 3 win this competition. Maybe I'll adopt him.
Okay, fine, Daddy. I'll play Fortnite. Come on!
Okay, Jeffy, we're here at the Fortnite competition, but I guess we're the first ones here.
Ladies and gentlemen, please calm down. The champion has arrived.
Oh my God, Zach, you're so good at Fortnite.
Yeah, Zach. Ladies, I literally told you not to distract me before my game.
Hey, Jeffy, it looks like that guy's good at Fortnite.
Well, ask him if he's good.
Are you good at Fortnite?
Are you freaking serious right now? He just asked me if I'm good at Fortnite. Abby, am I good at Fortnite?
He's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I would say I'm pretty cracked, bro. I will literally gritty on you IOL right now.
Well, I guess he's pretty good, Jeffy.
Well, ask him how many crowns he has.
How many crowns you have?
617.
Is that a lot?
Is that a lot of crowns? Hey, Abby, is that a lot of crowns?
Hell yeah, that's a lot of crowns.
Tiffany, is that a lot of crowns?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that's a lot of crowns.
Well, if you're really good at the game, maybe you and Jeffy can play sometime. What's your username?
My username is CheekClapper1233.
CheekClapper1233? You boogie bombed me and killed me!
No freaking way! That was you? Ladies, this is the guy that I made do the boogie woogie and then shotgun in the face!
Oh my god, that's so embarrassing for him.
But seriously, bro, your build game is super whack. It's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
You're not even good at the game! You need boogie bombs to win!
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Well, where are the other players?
Oh, it's just me and him, because everyone's too scared to play against the Zack Attack.
I wouldn't want to play him either.
He's so good.
So it seems to me like you have two options. You can either leave and protect your booty cheeks from being clapped, or you can play against me and be humiliated when I pull your pants down and literally proceed to clap your cheeks in front of the whole nation in 4K.
I'm not backing down. I want my revenge.
Are you freaking serious right now? You want to get your cheeks clapped that badly? Ladies, go grab the lube. And how about you go ahead and pull your pants down for me to make it easier?
You're not going to clap my cheeks. I'm going to clap your cheeks.
Yeah, right. Your funeral. Ladies, let's go grab some more lube. You know I hate dry cheeks.
Don't worry, Jeffy. I think you can beat him. I'm going to try, Daddy.
Hello and welcome to the Fortnite Battle Competition. We only have two competitors today, but the winner gets $1 million. Prepare to play.
Bad news, Jeffy. I couldn't find any lube, so it looks like I'm going to have to rub on those booty cheeks. You can still back out if you want to. At least that way you can still poop properly.
I never poop properly. I'm constipated as shit.
Come on, Jeffy. You got to win.
Don't worry, Daddy. I'm going to use my taco skin.
You're totally gonna win, Zack.
Yeah, Zack.
Ladies, away from the TV, please. I need me some man cheeks today.
Okay, let the match begin.
I see you trying to hide behind that tree.
Well, seriously, you took all my shield.
Oh, I gotta build up and get the high ground like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Make it rain bullets.
Well, stop playing 90s and learn to play the game.
I do know how to play the game. Why don't you learn how to play the game and get good, kid? Match my height.
Well, you're literally trash.
Andres, you're the one that's hiding. Come out and fight me.
I'm not hiding.
Oh, I just took your shield.
Well, you're so booty cheeks in the game, my grandmother's literally better than you.
Oh, really? Then why don't you build up to me then? Fight me like a man!
Well, I'm trying, but you're building Empire State Building!
Take this boogie bomb!
Bro, stop it!
Dance for me!
Are you serious?
Dance for Daddy!
I don't want to! Stop it!
You like that boogie bomb? How's it feel?
Seriously, knock it off!
Yeah, can't take that again!
Please stop!
Sayonara,
please,
bitch!
No, no!
Daddy, I won!
No freaking way! You used boogie bombs! You said that was cheating!
Don't hit the player, hit the game.
Whoa! That's my line!
Jeffy, you're the greatest Fortnite player ever.
Yeah, you beat Zack.
Ladies, come freaking on! It was only one game! You know I'm more cracked!
Jeffy, you're so cracked at Fortnite.
Come on, ladies! You're coming with me!
Ladies, come on! Ladies, don't leave! Ladies!
Jeffy, I can't believe you won $1 million!
I know, Danny! Let's go to the bank and cash a check right now!
Well, it's nighttime right now, Jeffy. All the banks are closed. We're gonna have to wait till tomorrow.
You're so rich, Jeffy.
Pay for my transition surgery.
Wait a minute. It says Zack Attack on the check.
That's because they're used to writing the checks to me because I always win.
Wait, how'd you get here?
Your front door was unlocked.
Well, why are you here?
I want my ladies back.
We don't want to be with you, Zack. You're not cracked at Fortnite.
I am so cracked! I only lost one game!
Well, listen, they made a mistake and they put your name on the check. So, I want you to endorse this check to Jeffy.
You want me to endorse that check to Jeffy?
Yeah, endorse this check to Jeffy, and then you can get your ladies back.
Hmm, okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Ladies, look! I have $1 million! Let's go!
Okay.
What? Hey, you can't do that!
Let's see, whose name is on this check? Zack,
attack. Suck my balls from the back!
Hey, wait! You just stole that check! I'm gonna call the cops!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, someone stole my son's $1 million check!
Oh, somebody stole a $1 million check with your son's name on it?
No, it doesn't have my son's name on it.
Well, whose name is on the check?
The guy who stole it.
Well, it sounds like it would be that guy's check.
No, it's not meant for him. It was meant for my son. The people who gave us the check put the guy who stole its name on it.
Why would they do that unless it's his check?
Well, the guy who stole it usually gets these checks, but this time my son gets the check, and they accidentally put the guy's name who stole its name on it, but it's meant for my son.
It really sounds like you're full of shit.
No. If you go track the guy down, you can grab the check. It has his name on it, but he'll tell you. He's going to tell you it's for him, but it's not. It's for me.
It the more you talk, the more it sounds like it's that other guy's check.
No, listen, the money was for my son, because my son beat the guy who stole it in a competition to win that check, and they say that he always wins, and they usually put his name on the check, and they put his name on it. So my son's name was supposed to be on it, and we were going to get it fixed, but the guy took the check because his name was on it.
It's okay, buddy. We'll get you medicated.
No, I promise you, he stole it. It wasn't meant for him.
That's okay.
No, it was meant for my son.
Mm-hmm, of course.
The $1 million mistake.
I know, buddy. It's okay.
Hey, Daddy, I learned a new magic trick. You want to see it?
Show us, Jeffy.
Sure, show us.
All right, I just need $20 to do the trick.
I'm not going to pull out $20.
Come on, Marvin. Pull out the $20.
Here.
All right, I'm going to make this $20 disappear.
Oh, no, you're just going to grab it and run away.
No, I'm not, Daddy. It's a magic trick. Oh, magic trick dick. Disappears and shit.
Well, you're just going to tell me to close my eyes, and then you're going to grab it and run away.
No, I'm not, Daddy. Keep your eye on the $20.
Oh, I am.
All right, I'm going to make the $20 disappear. Abracadabra!
Ow! Hey, Jeffy, get back here!
Wait, where did the $20 go?
Jeffy took it. I knew he was going to do that.
But where did the $20 go?
In Jeffy's pocket, because he ran away.
Where is it?
I hate you. I hate you so much. There's someone at the door.
Hello?
Marvin, help!
Wait, why are you in handcuffs?
Well, Goodman here got caught trying to evade his taxes, and then he tried to bribe an IRS agent.
You tried to bribe an IRS agent?
Yes, they only make $61,000 a year, and I was going to offer them $70,000, which is more money than they make in a year in a single day.
And he's admitting to it.
Well, all right, well, how about I give you the $70,000 and you just don't arrest me?
Now you're trying to bribe a police officer, so that's another charge.
I'm not trying to bribe, I'm trying to help the poor.
Wait, why did you come here, Goodman?
Because I was going to give you the $70,000 so you could bail me out of jail.
Why don't you get Chives to do it?
Well, because he's got to go to court with me to plead my case and tell him how much of a good person I am.
I'm not going to try very hard.
Right, so, Marvin, on. I need you here. Take it. If I'm in there longer than 30 seconds, I'm going to bite your balls off.
$70,000.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
Oh,
where did you get all that money?
Okay, so look, Goodman got arrested for not paying his taxes, so he gave me $70,000 to bail him out of jail. But I was thinking we don't bail Goodman out of jail and we keep this money for us.
Wait, how long is he going to be in jail for?
Probably years. Not paying your taxes is a serious crime.
Yeah, I don't know, Marvin. He might get really mad if you don't bail him out.
You're right, but think about all the nice things we could do with this money.
Yeah, Jeffy could make it disappear.
No more magic tricks. But think about it. I mean, if I bail Goodman out of jail, he might not ask me for any more house payments. But if Goodman's in jail, then I don't have to give him a house payment because he's in jail. I don't know what to do with this money. Do I do the right thing? Or do I do the wrong thing?
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. And today I am trying out a new hairstyle. What does everybody think?
I like it. You look like George Washington.
I hate it. Okay. Today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Goodman, who is being accused of not paying his taxes, as well as bribing an IRS agent to continue to not pay his taxes. Mr. Goodman, what have you to say about this?
It was all Chimes' idea! He's a sad old man, so he came up with the idea all by himself!
But that's not true, Your Honor!
Well, I have already spoken with this IRS agent, and I find you guilty! And if Chives is your mastermind, then I find him guilty as well. You see, I am paid through taxpayer money. That means you're fucking with my money. So I sentence you to 24 hours in prison and to pay $100 million to the IRS. Or me, if you want. I prefer me.
Ah! $100 million? I'd rather you put me in the electric chair!
Come on, you two.
But why me? Why me? I didn't do anything!
Alright, get in there, you two.
Ew! Brick walls? Where's the marble tile? And the granite countertops? And the quartz flooring? Ew! Poor!
This is
jail? We don't have any of that.
Please, sir, don't lock me in here. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm just the butler. I'm innocent.
All right, zip it, you two. You guys did the crime and you were found guilty, so you have to spend the full 24 hours in jail.
What chives? A hook? Do you have a bed sheet? Because I'm going to Aaron Hernandez myself, or maybe Jeffrey Epstein.
All right, that's it. You're on a live watch. I'm going to be back every 15 minutes to check on you.
Oh, I'm not going to make it in here, chives. I need to lie down. Ew, poor! What is this bed? Anne Frank slept on something better than this. This bed looks like it came from North Korea, and it's covered in bed bugs and lice and Ebola. Chives, I need you to lay on this mattress so I can lay on top of you so I don't have to touch it.
Sir, I don't believe I have to listen to you in here.
Chives, I'm gonna make you my jail yard bitch, and for dinner you're gonna have a mouthful of Goodman balls if you don't lay your ass on this bed.
Very well, sir.
Ugh, I love my Chives mattress. I wonder if it came with the vibrate feature. Vibrate, Chives. Oh, it did. I love the lower lumbar support. Oh, Chives, I have to shit, mouth.
No, no, sir. There's a toilet right over there.
Well, this time you got lucky, Chives, but come over here. You need to wipe me.
Very well, sir.
Ew, Chives, what is this toilet? It looks like it has herpes and syphilis all over it. I'm going to need you to lick it clean so I don't get herpes on my ass cheeks.
But, sir, isn't that what toilet paper is for?
Well, do you see any toilet paper in here? Because I sure as fuck don't.
Well, maybe we could ask a guard for some toilet paper.
Chives, we don't have time for that. I have to shit now. Lick.
But,
Chives, clockwise. Come on.
It's on my tongue. I think
lick.
It's sick.
Up, Chives! Lick! All right, Chives, I have to shit. Pull my pants down. It's velcroed in the front and back.
Okay, sir.
Hurry, Chives, because if I sit in these pants, you're going to have to lick them clean.
Ooh, you should be good now, sir.
Chives, you know I can't shit until you say it.
Oh, very well, sir. All aboard the poop train. Doo, doo.
Chives, I need toilet paper, and there isn't any, so give me your shirt.
But, sir, this is cashmere.
Well, it's about to be ashmere, so give it to me.
Please, sir, can we just ask the guard for some toilet paper?
No, Chives, and also, there's no bidet, so I'm going to need you to spit on my asshole. Spit, Chives, spit.
No, please, sir, no.
Spit, damn it.
Oh.
More spit. It's starting to dry.
Oh, God,
come on.
I should probably go check on him.
Come on, Chives, a loogie!
But, sir, my mouth is very dry!
What the hell is going on in there?
Dear God, officer, please give us some toilet paper!
Chives, when did I say stop spitting? Where's my loogie?
Oh, dear God, if you needed toilet paper, all you had to do was ask! Here!
Slam dunk!
No! Why would you do that? We needed that!
No, we didn't, because you spit-shined my asshole pretty good, Chives. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Okay, you two just knock it off. Next time you need something, just ask.
Yes, I need something. If you're taking dinner orders, I'll have the filet mignon, medium-rare peppercorn with blue cheese crumbles, a side of asparagus, caviar, and a baked potato. And also, I'll have a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon 2017. And for Chives, he'll have the fancy feast, because he's a fancy little fucker. Meow, Chives.
Meow.
Good boy.
This is prison, so we don't have any of that stuff.
So no fancy feast? I'm sorry, Chives.
No, all we have are fish sandwiches.
Oh, well, cats like fish, so go ahead, Chives.
Well, it's better than what you normally feed me.
So when shall I expect my filet mignon?
Actually, everybody gets a fish sandwich.
Ew! Jail fish? Where do you even get that from?
Well, it just comes in a truck.
So it doesn't come from Nobu? So it's not mahi or yellowfin tuna?
I don't know, man. It's just fish.
Ew! Poor! I'm going on a hunger strike!
For 24 hours?
Yep!
Okay, if you want to.
Wait! I didn't say no to the fish sandwich!
No, Chives! I'm not gonna let you eat that shitty food. Now, come on. I have to lie down.
Oh.
Don't you start complaining, because complaining gives me the runs.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you sit on me.
All right, Chives. Down. Down. Down! Ugh. So what the hell are you supposed to do in this shithole anyway? There's no golf course or yacht with bitches or Lamborghinis? Chives, you know I hate it when you mumble. Open your mouth when you talk. What the fuck? Chives, breathe! Breathe! What were you saying?
Sir, I was saying maybe we could play tic-tac-toe.
Well, I don't see a pen or fucking paper in here, do you? Unless you smuggled some in your ass.
No.
All right then, down.
But sir, what if we ask the guard for a pen and paper?
Okay. Call the fucking guard, Chives! I'm not gonna waste my words!
But sir, you just said so many more words!
Chives, don't make me shit!
Guard! Guard!
Hey, knock it off, you two! Now you guys are gonna get a third cellmate. See, there was a brutal assault in another cell, and there was shit everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know who did it, but I know it wasn't Bubbles, because he's way too friendly. So he's gonna be in your cell for a little while. Come on, Bubbles, get in there.
Oh, Chives, protect me!
What's up, cute little hoes?
Oh, hello, sir.
You a beautiful little butterfly, ain't you?
Oh, sir, did you hear that? He called me a beautiful little butterfly.
I got some soap for your ass cheeks.
Oh, perfect! Grab it, Chives, and start spitting!
Very well, sir.
Yeah, you don't want to drop this soap. We only got one. Hold on pretty tight, okay?
Okay.
Oops. Pick that shit up.
Sir, I believe I've dropped the soap.
Yeah, you did. Pick that shit up.
Pick it up, Chives.
We don't waste soap here, nigga.
But, sir, I feel like if I pick it up, something bad will happen.
You're wasting time.
I feel
pick
like...
up the damn soap.
Something... Just pick it up, Chives.
But something bad's gonna happen, sir.
Nothing bad gonna happen. I hear that.
This Bubbles house. Pick up that damn soap, nigga.
Okay. What's that?
Hey, don't be scared, nigga. I'll be gentle, I promise. You ain't gonna just walk up in my cell all double-cheeked up and shit and not gonna throw it back on daddy. That ass for me.
Good news, Goodman, you made bail. Oh, God.
Just me or Chives, too?
I thought he was with you.
No, he does everything for me.
Oh, God. Please don't let me stay here.
I mustache, it's your turn now.
Chives, fetch.
But, sir, it's your turn! No! No, it's your turn! No!
I'm ready to go now, please!
Okay, come on.
It's mine, nigga!
Thanks for finally bailing me out of jail, dickhead. What took so long? Chives had to spit shine my ass!
Well, you see, the 70,000 was heavy. I had multiple trips to the car.
You thought about spending it, didn't you?
Oh, no!
Don't you lie to me. I have cameras in this house, and I heard you and Porky Pig thinking about spending it.
Wait, who's Porky Pig?
You little piggy.
Aww.
Well, look, I did the right thing. I bailed you out. So, what's my reward?
You get a thumbs up. Good job, bud. You did good.
Well, you see, I bailed you out of jail.
I gave you the money to bail me out of jail. All you had to do was drive down to the jailhouse and then pay the bail. That's way more work than you do sitting on your ass all day.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, but I left Chives in the jail cell. He's getting railed. But I'll leave him in there for a few weeks until he learns his lesson about tax fraud. Old fuck. Anyway, tomorrow, house payment. Give it to me.
I should have spent the money.
Oh, man, Marvin, I love National Ear Cleaning Day. The day once a year where you get with your best friends and clean each other's ears out. And you really have not been cleaning your ears in the last year, Marvin. This is my third Q-tip just in that one ear.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to get to the other ear because it's really clogged.
Hey, are you cleaning your own ears over there?
Yes.
You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to let one of us do it.
I didn't know.
You know what? Come get a Q-tip and clean my ear.
Ew.
Yeah, we'll have like a conga line of ear cleaning.
Okay. Get back in there. Can I please turn on, like, the TV? Because that noise is really gross.
Okay.
Do you like cheesecake? Do you like strawberries covering your cheesecake? How about a big old slice of New York cheesecake? Or maybe four slices of cheesecake? How about endless cheesecake? Only at the Cheesecake Factory. Make sure to stop by for endless cheesecake.
Endless amount of cheesecake? I'd be so sick if I ate that much.
What, all of the cheesecake there is? Yeah, I guess you would. I think anybody would.
How do they afford to give out that much cheesecake?
Well, maybe their cheese supplier is your ears because you have so much cheese in your ears. Are you cleaning his ears?
Yeah.
Clean my ears.
But he needed help.
Hey there, couch donkeys. I just saw the commercial for the endless cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory, and I have a gift card. So who wants to go with me and eat the fluffy, creamy, cream cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory?
Oh, I am so down. I love cheesecake.
I want to go.
I don't like cheesecake.
You don't like cheesecake? Oh my God!
She's joking!
She better be joking, because you don't say you don't like cheesecake in front of me!
I know, but we all like cheesecake. You like cheesecake, right?
No, I love cheesecake.
I love cheesecake, so let's all go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay, we can take my car. Shotgun!
You don't want to drive your own car?
No, I called Shotgun. Somebody drive my car.
I'll drive.
Oh man, Marvin, I love the Cheesecake Factory. Their menu's so big, it's like reading all the Harry Potter books at once, except you get to eat them.
I don't have a menu.
Hello, welcome to the Cheesecake Factory. My name's Clarissa. What can I get started for you tonight?
How about two more fucking menus?
Excuse me?
No, it's fine. We can share one menu.
No, Marvin, come on. Make her do her job. For the next hour, we own her. She has to do everything we say. Juggle!
Shrek, tell her what you want.
I'll have the cheesecake.
Oh, you heard about our endless cheesecake special.
Yes, I have, and I have a gift card.
All right, well, what can I get you started to drink?
Well, take a cheesecake, put it in a glass, and I'll drink that.
Okay, and what about for you, sir?
I don't know. Let me just look at my menu. I bet you wish you had a menu, Marvin. Then you'd know what kind of drinks they have. Do they have Coke or Pepsi? You don't even know, because you don't have a menu.
I'll just have a water.
Oh, come on, Marvin, make them work for it. Water's too easy. Me and Marvin both want a strawberry slushie.
Okay, I'll be right back with those.
Well, I don't even like strawberry slushies.
Yeah, well, if you had your own menu, you could make your own decision.
All right, sir, here's your cheesecake in a glass.
Oh, my creamy, creamy, cream, cream!
Okay, and here are your strawberry slushies.
Actually, Marvin has informed me he thinks they're icky, so he doesn't want his.
Oh, I can take it back. What else would you like to drink?
Can I just get a Coke?
We only have Pepsi products.
God damn it, Marvin, get a menu!
I'll drink the smoothie. I like the smoothie.
Settling, Marvin, settling!
No, I think he's ready to order something.
Oh, would you like to start with an appetizer?
Yes, we would.
I don't think we should get appetizers. We're using Shrek's gift card. We don't know what the limit is.
Marvin, he's fucking Shrek. He's loaded. He has DreamWorks money. And I hear there's another one coming out, so I'm pretty sure he's gonna be fine. Now, if it was Lord Farquaad, then I would be concerned, because he might be a little short on cash.
Would you like a couple minutes to look over the menu? I can come back.
No, we're ready now. Marvin, what do you want?
I don't know. What are you getting?
Well, I'm thinking about getting the steak and tater broccoli.
What is steak and tater broccoli?
What do you mean, what is steak and tater broccoli? It's steak and taters and broccoli.
Do you want me to come back in a couple minutes?
No! Don't you dare go anywhere! You're a waiter! Your job is to wait! You stand right there, and if you take one step, you're not getting a tip! What do you want, Marvin?
Order for me!
Well, I'm not gonna order for you! I'm not your mother!
Oh, do they have burgers?
Yeah, let me see. The mac and cheese burger looks good.
Okay, I'll get that. We're ready to order.
Okay, what would you like, sir?
Come to me last. I haven't picked an appetizer.
Okay, sir. How about you? What would you like to eat?
I would like the mac and cheese burger.
And what would you like as your side?
Ooh, what are the sides?
Ooh, let's look. I'm sorry, did you just sigh?
I'll get the french fries, I'll get the french fries. I like the french fries.
Okay, sir, what would you like to eat?
I'll have the cheesecake.
Okay, what slice would you like to start with?
I don't want a slice, I want the whole damn cake. And keep bringing them and bringing them until your arms get tired.
Okay, sir, are you ready to order?
I feel so rushed.
Really? I can come back.
No, it's fine. You've already rushed me. Now I have to order something that I might not even like. You know what? I'm going to have the steak and tater broccoli.
The what?
The steak and tater broccoli.
Sir, I don't think that's on the menu.
How am I the only person who's ever heard of steak and tater broccoli? It's steak and taters and broccoli. How hard is that?
Okay, we can bring that for you.
Okay, good. And I would also like the appetizer sampler.
Okay.
Jesus, Marvin, can you believe her? She acts like her job is rocket science. Like, duh, 1 + 2 = whatever.
All right, here are your entrees. Here's your appetizer, and here's your cheesecake.
Thank you, Miss Waitress Lady. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must make love to the creamy, cream, cream cheesecake. Oh, yeah. You lucky when I lick you, baby? Yeah, just gonna look around and make sure you're ready for me. Now, open those legs!
Excuse me, ma'am, I have to show you something.
Okay.
You see these $3 bills here?
Yes.
That's your tip for the meal. So for the rest of the meal, I'm gonna judge you, and if you do something I don't like, I'm gonna take one of those dollar bills away.
Okay.
So you brought the appetizer with the meal, so that's a dollar bill gone.
But you ordered it last.
And you're sassing me. That's another dollar bill.
Listen, this whole fucking table's confusing. You order something that's not even on the goddamn menu. You ordered your appetizer with your entrees, and he ordered fucking dessert!
You know what? I'm gonna give you this bill back, because that's a fair point.
I'll be back to check on you in a minute.
Excuse me, Miss Lady, but can I have another cheesecake?
Another whole cheesecake?
Yes, it is endless.
Okay. All right, sir, here's your cheesecake.
Thank you, Miss Lady.
And, sir, how are you liking your steak?
Why is my steak so chewy?
Oh, I don't know.
It's really chewy. It's like gum.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay. I like it. That wasn't a complaint, just an observation.
And, sir, how did you like your cheeseburger?
Oh, it's fine.
Marvin, why is it fine and not good?
No, it's good.
What's wrong with it?
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Wait, is there any mac on your mac and cheese burger?
No, there's no mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, the chef must have forgot.
Oh, yeah, blame the chef. I bet you didn't even tell him about the mac part.
No, I did.
Oh, no, take this last dollar away from Lion.
It's fine, guys. It's just one meal. I'm going to have another one later. It's fine.
Excuse me, lady.
May I have another cheesecake, please?
Sir, you've already had two.
But it's endless!
Okay!
Shrek, if you want me to take this last dollar away, you just let me know.
All right, sir, here's your third whole cheesecake.
Thank you, Miss Lady!
Excuse me, can I get a to-go box?
Yes, of course. Would you like one too, sir?
Sure.
Marvin, are you really going to eat that later?
No.
Then why do you want a to-go box?
Because I didn't really eat a lot of it, and I feel bad wasting food.
She fucked up your order. That's on her. Listen, ma'am, we want this taken off the bill.
Oh, okay.
But not mine. Mine was delicious.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. Can I have another cheesecake, please?
I'm so sorry, sir. I just heard from the store owner. We have to cut you off. You ate too much cheesecake.
But it's endless!
Yes, but people usually order it by the slice. You've been ordering it by the whole cheesecake.
Well, then slice up the whole cheesecake and give it to me that way. I'll eat it by the slice.
I'm so sorry. There's nothing I can do.
Listen, I'm a lawyer. The promotion said endless cheesecake. That means endless. No end ever.
You're a lawyer and you're only going to tip me a dollar?
Well, not anymore. Listen, I want to see the store owner. Let me talk to Mr. the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am the owner of this fine establishment, and my name is Mr. Factory.
Wait, is your first name Cheesecake?
No, that's my middle name. My first name is The.
Oh, cool. My middle name is The.
That's very nice. So how can I help you find gentlemen today?
Well, you have a promotion claiming to offer endless cheesecake, but that bitch of a waitress says there actually is an end after only three cheesecakes.
Well, you see, I myself am a man of business. And normally when we say endless, we expect people to eat maybe one or two slices of the cheesecake, not three whole cheesecakes. I'm losing money here.
But don't say you have endless cheesecake if you can't really give people endless cheesecake. That's false advertising. I could sue you on behalf of my client.
Well, let's not take this to court. Let's just go ahead and settle now. How about one more whole cheesecake to go?
That doesn't sound endless to me. What do you think, Shrek? How many cheesecakes do you want?
I want 10 more cheesecakes!
10 more cheesecakes and you'll go?
Well, we'll see how I feel after I eat the 10 cheesecakes.
Sir, just do it. There's no way he can eat more than 10 cheesecakes and then they'll all leave.
You know what? That's a good idea. You know what, gentlemen? I'll be right back with your cheesecakes. Alright, here's your 10 cheesecakes. I'd like to see you still be hungry after eating all that.
Oh, the Tower of Cheesecake! I'm gonna destroy that! More!
Dear God, you ate 10 cheesecakes in like 30 seconds, and you still want more?
Yes.
Please, no more. I'm begging you, I have no more cheesecakes in the bag. Please, you're gonna run me out of business.
Sorry, you said they were endless. Bring us more, we'll sue you.
Please, I'll do anything, please!
Nope, they were endless. Hey, Shrek, how many more cheesecakes do you think you can fit in that ogre belly of yours?
An endless amount?
Like, did you say ogre?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So how about this? The Endless Cheesecake Special is for humans only, not ogres! Yeah, baby! Now get out of my restaurant! Well, pay the bill first.
Mr. Factory, we will be paying with the gift card.
And where's the gift card?
It's right over there underneath the cheesecake. Sorry.
And, are you sure this is activated?
Well, I got it from the gas station.
And did you pay for it?
No.
So is there money on it?
Well, it says $50.
So, gentlemen, once again, how will we be paying today?
Marvin?
I don't have my wallet.
Oh, great. So it's on me then. Okay. Well, you didn't put macaroni on his mac and cheeseburger, so that's eliminated. And I didn't even touch my slushy.
I took a sip of mine, but, I spit it back out in the straw a little bit because I don't like strawberry.
Well, Morgan will be paying for his slushy. But, my steak was gummy, but I did like it. I will pay for that. And the appetizer sampler was not that great. I mean, I've had better at Applebee's, so I think we should go 50-50 on that. And the endless cheesecake, that's like $15. So how about I give you two 20s and we're even Stevens?
How about I'll take you two 20s and you leave my restaurant and never come back?
Deal. Sucker, I had an extra 20.
But I'm still hungry for cheesecake.
Get out!
So, how was the Cheesecake Factory? Did you enjoy your endless cheesecake?
Oh, they ended their endless cheesecake promotion because Shrek ate too much cheesecake. We could have sued their asses, but they got us with a loophole about no ogres allowed.
Oh, well, cheesecake isn't that good anyway. Hello, welcome to the Cheesecake Factory. Unfortunately, we've now canceled our Endless Cheesecake special, but now we have a new special called Endless Shrimp.
Chewy boy.
I'm sorry?
Chewy!
Okay, Jeffy, are you ready to see the slinky go down the stairs?
I don't understand what the big deal is. I can throw the slinky down the stairs.
We're not throwing the slinky down the stairs. We're going to make it walk down the stairs.
Well, how can it walk if it doesn't even have legs?
Dude, just watch. It's going to be super cool. It's going to hit the bottom.
Yeah, it's going to hit the bottom. Watch.
I could have threw it further than that.
I wasn't throwing it. I was trying to make it walk down each step.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry I'm late. I brought my cat.
Wait, Cody, you got a cat?
Yeah, I just got him today.
Oh, why'd you bring him to my house?
Oh, well, he has separation anxiety, and I didn't want him to be worried.
Wait, Cody, how'd you get inside the house? You didn't come up the stairs.
Oh, I came in through the window.
Why?
I just wanted to be different.
Oh, well, we were trying to teach Jeffy how to make the slinky go down the stairs, but it only went down a few steps.
Oh, I'm good at that. Let me try. Get down, General Grievous.
What, you named your cat General Grievous?
Yeah, it's cool, right?
After the guy with four lightsabers?
Yeah.
That's sick. Wait, why'd you name him that?
Oh, because he's always coughing like General Grievous.
Is he okay?
No, the vet says he only has a few months to live, and he has feline leukemia, so I wanted to give him a good home for those last few months. Oh, no. Oh, guys, he's gonna throw up. Quick, get a napkin or something. He's gonna throw up on the
ground. I got a plate!
It's okay, General Grievous. Get all that leukemia out.
No!
Someone get that cat dope out of here. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross, dude.
Can I keep it?
Yeah, I guess, if you really want to.
Yeah, I caught it on a plate, and I'm gonna go show my daddy.
That's weird.
All right, pass me that slinky, Junior.
Okay.
Hey, Daddy, you want to see what I caught?
Jeff, if you caught some kind of bug or frog, I don't want to see it.
Even better, cat throw up.
Ew, Jeffy, what the fuck?
That's disgusting!
Why do you have cat throw up on a plate?
I caught it.
What, you caught it?
Yeah, there was a cat throwing up, so I took the plate and I put it underneath the cat and I caught the cat throw up.
Jeffy, throw it away.
But huff food.
Yes, have to. Jeffy, that's cat throw up. That's disgusting. Throw it away.
You want to know how hard this was for me to get? It was like a baseball player in the World Series trying to catch a baseball, but cat throw up.
Jeffy, why would you even want to keep it?
Because he's my best friend.
You can't be friends with it. It's cat throw up. Jeffy, get rid of it right now.
No, I'm going to take it to school with me tomorrow.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You throw it away.
No.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know.
All right, class. Today, we're going to be centering the age-old debate. What is better, cat or dog? Joseph?
I like dogs more because they're obedient and you can make money off of them by making them fight each other.
I like cats more because they're cute and they clean up after themselves.
Oh, no. I meant what tastes better.
Hey, nerd, what are you eating?
Actually, I'm not eating anything. It's my best friend.
What is it, like mayonnaise?
It's cat throw-up.
Ew, why do you have cat throw-up?
Because I can, I call it.
Hey, Jeffy, I left my queso at home. Can I have some of your spinach dip?
That's not... Okay.
Oh, my God, ew, what is that?
Cat throw-up.
Penelope, why are you throwing up and creaming and crass?
Because Jeffy fed me cat throw up.
Jeffy has Pin Yong Pang? Jeffy!
Yes, teacher?
Oh my God, you have Pin Yong Pang?
What is that?
Pin Yong Pang is rare delicacy in China. It's when your food throws up its food and you eat it. I like to dip my Kentucky Fried Cat in that. So I offer you $10,000 if you sell me your Pin Yong Pang.
Oh, it's not for sale because it's my best friend.
Okay, well, if you ever decide to sell your Pin Yong Pang, you call me.
Okay.
Cody, we could sell your cat's throat for $10,000.
Yeah, dude, we could be rich.
No, guys, we're not exploiting General Grievous. Try to hold it in, buddy.
No, spit it out. We need that liquid gold.
That's semi-solid gold.
No, guys, I'm taking General Grievous home before he throws up on my desk.
Joseph, we have to kidnap this cat.
Yeah, we have to, dude.
Yeah, we can have like our own little throw-up factory.
Oh, throw-up machine.
A money printing factory. Come on.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school? What, Jeffy, you still have that cat throw-up?
Yeah, I took it to school with me.
I told you not to.
Well, I told you I was going to.
Jeffy, throw this cat throw-up away right now.
No, Daddy. Someone at school offered me $10,000 for my cat throw-up.
That did not happen. You're grounded for lying.
Daddy, hold that thought. Do you mind watching my cat throw-up while I go to the bathroom? I have to pee, and I have a wicked UTI, so it takes a second for it to start, so I gotta stand there and think about it.
I'm throwing this cat throw away right now.
Marvin, don't.
But don't! It's cat throw up!
But he's going to get mad, and then he's going to act out, and then you're going to get mad!
Well, no, I'm going to throw this away because he does not need to carry cat throw up around. I'm cleaning this off. All right, baby. I cleaned the cat throw up off the plate.
Jeffy's going to be mad.
I don't care.
Hey, gang, I just got done peeing, and it burned a little bit. And then when I walked away, it dribbled down my leg.
Ah! Daddy, where's my cat throw up?
I threw it away.
Ah! Oh, why would you do that? You threw away my best friend. You're a bad daddy.
Stop it. Jeffy, it was cat throw up. It was cat throw up. I had to throw it away.
I'm going to call the cops on you for throwing away my throw up.
Well, call the cops. It's throw up.
I told you he was going to be mad, Marvin.
And I told you I don't care.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, officer. My dad killed my best friend.
Oh, that is a very serious accusation, especially because today we're not arresting people. We're shoving big old dog bones in their asses.
What?
Yeah, see, prisons are getting too overcrowded and people are not learning their lessons. So instead of arresting people, we're going to shove big dog bones in their little tiny minuscule asses.
Well, I didn't kill anyone. Jeffy's lying.
Oh, really? Because making a false police report's also worthy of getting a dog bone in your ass.
No, officer. My daddy did kill my best friend.
So bend over?
No. Let me explain what happened. So Jeffy was carrying around cat throw up on a plate, and he was calling it his best friend. And I cleaned off the cat throw up, so he said I murdered his friend.
Wait, so let me see if I have this right. He was carrying around cat throw up and saying that was his best friend?
Yes, and I cleaned off the plate.
Oh, well, I guess I can't arrest you for murder because you didn't kill anybody. But you did get rid of his cat throw up, so that could be destruction of property.
Arrest him! Arrest him!
That's not destruction of property because cat throw up isn't property.
Well, it was his cat throw up.
Well, no, it was trash.
Well, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
I can't believe it. That is not destruction of property. It's cat throw up. No one owned it.
Well, look, you have 1 hour to replace his cat throw up with new cat throw up. Oh, I'm shoving this dog bone up your ass.
Oh, come on. This is bullshit. It's cat throw up. Jeffy, I swear to God, I want to hit you right now. It's cat throw up, officer. Come on.
You have 1 hour.
Thank you, officer.
See, Marvin, I told you not to get rid of it.
Dead, daddy. You fuck.
Jeffy, when I get this cat throw up, I'm going to take away all your toys. I'm going to take away your bed. You're going to have an empty room with just a plate of cat throw up in it.
That's fine.
Come on, baby. Let's find a cat.
What? No, I didn't do this.
I need your help getting a cat to throw up.
No.
Who's going to help me? Hey, officer, can you come back?
Hey, what's up? I was at the hors d'oeuvres table. You know, they get strawberries and grapes. It's pretty nice. But I was just going to head to my trailer. What's going on?
I need some help getting the cat, so can you help me with those scenes?
I mean, I could, but I'm not really supposed to be in those scenes because I also voice the kid who owns the cat.
Oh, I forgot you voiced Cody. Okay, now you can go to your trailer.
Okay, thank you.
I guess I'll get the cat by myself. All right, Joseph, we have to think of a plan to steal Cody's cat.
Okay, dude, so what's the plan?
Ooh, I know. Here's what we're gonna do. So we're gonna pose as Boy Scouts selling Boy Scout cookies. Then we're gonna knock on Cody's door. Then Cody's big, huge, fat mom's gonna answer the door. And she's gonna smell our cookies. And she's gonna try to jump at us because she wants the cookies. And her big, fat body's gonna get stuck in the door frame. So we're gonna have to call the fire department. And the fire department's gonna cut her out of the door. But then they're gonna put her on a semi-truck flatbed and take her all the way to the zoo because they're gonna mistake her for a hippo. And then we're going to go inside the house. But Cody's going to hear us coming, so he's going to lock the door to his room. So then we call in SEAL Team 6, and they're going to bust in through the roof and go, art, 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 because they're SEALs. And they're going to smack Cody around with their SEAL fins and knock Cody out. Then they're going to take the cat, climb up their ladder, and get back into the helicopter and fly off. Then me and you are going to get inside Vin Diesel's car from Fast and Furious, and he's going to drive away. And the helicopter's going to fly above the car and drop the cat through the sunroof. But then the cops are going to be chasing us, so Vin Diesel's going to drive off a cliff, and me and you are going to jump out of the car and land inside an airplane, and the car is going to blow up down below inside the canyon. And then the plane's going to fly over my house. We're going to jump out and parachute with the cat, and by the time we get inside, the cat's going to be so nauseous, it's going to throw up, and we're going to sell the throw up for thousands of dollars. So that's the plan.
Dude, that's an awesome plan. Let's do it.
Okay, let me get everything set up.
Guys, general grievance died.
Oh no, your cat died?
Shit, the plan is off.
What plan?
Nothing, he's really dead?
Yeah, look.
The leukemia killed him?
No, he ran outside and he got killed by another cat. I call that cat Obi-Wan Cat Nobi.
Oh, well, I guess it's a good thing, because we were planning on stealing your cat and selling his throw-up.
What?
Yeah, it involves SEAL Team 6.
And Vin Diesel.
Oh, crap, I have to tell Vin Diesel it's off. Yo, Vin Diesel! The plan is off!
Family?
No family.
I am Groot.
Wait, he voiced Groot?
Yeah.
They literally could have gotten anyone to do that.
Yeah, I know.
So what are we going to do now, Cody?
Well, I hope we can bury General Grievous.
Yeah, let's go bury him. Hey, guys, do you know where that cat is that threw up that Jeffy got the throw up from?
Yeah!
It's dead?
Yeah.
Dang it! I really need cat throw up.
We were already on it, dude, but we failed.
Let me know if you guys find a cat, because I gotta find cat throw up. Oh, where am I gonna find the cat at? Hey, Chef Pee Pee.
What do you want, Marvin? I'm making my sweet beanie weenies.
Sweet beanie weenies?
Yeah, I only make it once a year. It tastes like ass, but it keeps me lean.
Oh, well, I'm looking for a cat that'll throw up on a plate for me.
Well, I don't know what you're going through, my boy, but if you eat this shit, I guarantee you might throw up on a plate.
Good thinking, Chef Pee-Pee. Jeffy won't tell the difference between human throw-up and cat throw-up. So if I take a bite of this, I'll throw up?
Yeah, I guarantee it.
All right, let me try it. All right, Jeffy, here's your cat throw-up.
Ew, what is that?
It's cat throw-up.
That didn't look like cat throw-up. That looks like human throw-up.
There's no way you would know that.
Hey there, you guys should try the catering today. It's great. They got this baked chicken and potatoes and these burnt carrots that taste like Christmas. It's awesome. Anyway, you got the throw-up by putting a bone in your ass. Or this dog bone. Hey-oh!
I have the throw-up. It's right here.
Ew, that's gross. The last one didn't look that gross.
You didn't even see the last one.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I wasn't in those scenes. I saw them off camera. I like to watch the scenes when I'm not in them. But, I mean, we still got the other throw-up right here. It was in the prop department.
Oh, that's my old throw-up! Gimme! Gimme!
Wait, you can't just go in the prop department and go off script.
Listen, man, we're almost at 10 minutes, and I mean, look, this is a video about cat vomit, okay? We are scraping the bottom of the barrel here. We're like The Simpsons, okay? It was either this or a video about a blow-up doll, which is probably coming next.
Okay, well, I guess you're right.
Yeah, I'm just gonna take my potatoes and Christmas carrots and go back to my trailer.
And I'm gonna take my cat throw-up and go to my room and play in it.
Oh, man, I can't wait to watch Charlie and Friends! It's a new episode! Oh!
Time for Charlie, who likes Charlie, we like Charlie, everybody loves some Charlie, who got Charlie, where is Charlie, there is Charlie, we got everything that you need. He likes to eat food and stuff. But Charlie, he's awesome. Here's the Charlie and Friends show. Do.
Song. Oh, time for Charlie.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Yummy in my tummy, yummy in my tummy, yummy in my... Oh!
Hi, guys. I'm Charlie.
And today, I'm making a microwavable mac and cheese cup. So what's the first step? It says add water. That should be easy. Oh, so messy. They need to fix that.
Before you pour the water, you silly Billy, you silly goose, you goober, you fucking goob, you. Oh, man, I love this show. I hope it never ends.
He's coming.
Shut up, I'm so scared right now.
All right, guys, would somebody like to please explain to me why Charlie and Friends is in the shitter? We've been losing viewers every single month. We got our ratings back from the TV network. This is what they sent, a thumbs down.
Well, maybe it's upside down, sir.
No, Steven. No, it's not. Now, you guys are supposed to be the writers. You're supposed to write funny shit. So where's the funny, guys? I'm not laughing. My bank account's not laughing. My missed mortgage payment isn't laughing, Steven. So give me some solutions, Steven.
I think the audience is just growing up, sir, and they're losing.
I don't need your excuses, Steven. I need solutions.
Well, sir, this show's been going for a really long time, and we're running out of ideas.
What about the fucking Simpsons, Steven? They've been going for 30 years. What are they doing?
Maybe it's because they're yellow.
Oh, Steven.
No.
Steven.
No.
Steven.
No.
Poor stupid little Steven. I'm not happy, Steven.
I know, sir.
I'm not happy.
Please, I have a family and 3 kids.
I know you do, buddy. Steven, you remember Ricky?
I miss Ricky.
Yeah, me too. He used to sit right in this very seat. Just this very seat, Steven.
Yes, sir.
Remember what happened to Ricky?
Yeah.
Yeah, his head ended up in a mailbox in fucking Guam. How did it get there?
You cut it off. It's such a first priority.
No, I've never been to Guam. You want to go to Guam, Steven?
No, sir.
Maybe your stupid little head wants to take a trip to Guam. How's that sound, Steven?
No, sir, please.
Get your shit together, Steven.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Heather. Now, HR says, I'm not allowed to slap you or rub your shoulders or get really close and talk in your ear. But I want you to tell me how we fixed this shit show. Spit it out, Heather.
A female lead? A romantic arc for Charlie. Make him more lovable, you know.
Stop talking, Heather. Every single word you say makes me want to slap the shit out of Steven. Look at his little slappable face. Look how slappable it is.
Keep
talking.
It's called Charlie and Friends, right? But we don't know who his friends are. We can introduce Charlie's friends.
No. That's the whole point of the show, Heather. Everybody is Charlie's friend. The audience is Charlie's friend. We are Charlie's friends, okay? Now, you give me one more shitty idea like that, I'm gonna take this gun right here, and I'm gonna blow Steven's head the fuck off.
Heather, get your shit together and say something funny!
What about cartoons?
What?
Cartoons!
What if we go animated? It would appeal to kids. We can make it bright and colorful and fun, and then we have endless possibilities, a lot of more options with animation, and farts. Lots of farts, like loud farts and stinky farts. They won't be able to smell the farts, but poop and farts.
I shit myself.
Steven?
Yes, sir?
Go home. Heather?
Huh?
You sit in Steven's chair now. Because that was the best fucking idea I've heard in a long time.
We're gonna animate this shit.
Oh, man, I can't wait to watch another episode of Charlie. The news!
Breaking news, UK. Charlie and Friends is getting a complete reboot and is going to be an animated kids show. Here's the first episode now.
What? A Charlie reboot? There was nothing wrong with the original. Oh, I promise you, if they messed up my favorite show, oh, someone's gonna pay.
Charlie and Friends is filmed in front of a live audience.
Hey guys, my name is Charlie. That's Charlie with three Y's. And today, I'm drinking my own fart soda. So, let's see how it tastes. Go, 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 go. Oh, no. I feel a rumbly in my tummy. Oh, yeah. I feel bloated. Hold on. I'm gonna have a toot to the bathroom. Oh, yay! I finally made it to the toilet. Get out of here, Mr. Piggy. Silly. How do I sit on this stupid thing? Like this? Or like this? Or like... wait, what does this button do? Boop. Wow!
Oh, hell no! Oh, fuck no! They ruined Charlie! Why did they ruin Charlie? God damn it! Oh, I'm a Charlie! Oh. Chubby me!
They ruined my show! What, Braxton? I can't understand you.
Chat TV, they ruined Charlie and Friends. They ruined my show. Oh, Junior.
What's wrong, Dad? You're acting like someone gave you AIDS.
Even worse, they ruined Charlie and Friends. They made it a silly-ass kids reboot. It's all animated and stuff.
Oh, that sounds like it could be cool.
No, it's not. Shut up.
Okay, damn, it's not.
Well, Dad, why don't you just find a new show to watch?
A new show to watch. I want them to fix Charlie and Friends.
Well, maybe you should try writing them a very angry letter.
I'm not J.K. Rowling. I don't know how to write a book, idiot.
I said write a letter, not write the whole Harry Potter franchise with amusement parks and movies.
Yeah, why don't you just call in and say, hey, I don't like this new show.
Yeah, you're right, Junior. I
should call them and threaten them with violence. Shoot up the place and stuff.
What? No, that's not what I said. Don't do that.
Nah, that's how you get your point across. Thanks, Junior. I know I should have listened to a white kid.
No, that's not what I said. Did I say shoot up the place?
No.
I didn't mention a gun at all. I said a phone call.
I think he's going to go to jail.
Dad, stop.
All right, let me call this stupid TV network. Hello? Oh, I didn't press call. Hello? Oh, it's ringing. Hello?
Hello, it's me, Steve Stahlberger from Laughbox TV, creator of such hit TV shows as Charlie and Friends and Hop Hop Like a Bunny Do. What can I do for you?
Yeah, the new Charlie and Friends reboot, it sucks. It sucks ass. Like hairy ass. Hairy sweaty ass.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry you don't like it. I'll be sure to write down your complaint.
What's the address to the building?
It's 812 Giggle Drive.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to shoot up the place.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah. Time to make it pop, bitch!
Oh, man, Heather. I can't wait to see how much people love the new Charlie and Friends.
I feel really good about this.
Yeah, they better like it or else,
Everybody, every single one of you, put your hands in there right now!
Whoa, buddy, calm down. There's no need to bring a gun into this.
Look, all I want is the old Charlie brought back right now.
They hated the old Charlie. The new Charlie's way better. He poops and farts.
No, it isn't. New Charlie's gay.
No, they didn't like the old Charlie. Look, they gave it a thumbs down.
Yeah, thumbs down's bad. Thumbs up is good.
Wait, sir? Look, it says this side up. Steven was right. You were holding it upside down. It's a thumbs up. They like the old Charlie.
Oh. Well, don't I feel silly. I guess we can bring the old Charlie back if they liked it so much.
Yay! Old Charlie's coming back!
Well, I guess if I was wrong, I should probably let Steven out of the trunk of my car.
Steven. Let's get you out of there. Well, guess what, Steven?